government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones, but I'm sitting in for him. I am Jason Burmis of Loose Change. I'll be here probably for the next 3 days, and we got jam-packed shows for you. We're going to be taking your calls. Today alone, we have Bob Chapman, Peter Dale Scott, William Lewis, and Irene Spencer. If you're not familiar with Irene Spencer, she's one of the people that is involved in that whole siege in Texas, in that polygamous camp. I'm pretty sure she's one of the women who actually got out of there. So that should be interesting. That's coming up at 2 o'clock, Chapman at 11:30. So we got a half an hour before we go to any guests. I just want to point out really quickly in the beginning that Alex Jones is going to be premiering the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1 Truth Rising over at the Alamo Draft House. Now, I just went to the Alamo Draft House for the first time. I believe it was last week. And it was really just a great time. If you've never been there, which I doubt if you're listening to this and you're in Austin, Texas, it's amazing. I mean, you sit down, you have a meal. It's a very theater-like atmosphere. Huge screen. And I don't even think I was in one of the bigger theaters. And on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m., you can check out this new amazing film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1. And Alex really hasn't plugged it, so I'm going to. Because I sit in an office all day while I'm editing my movie, and Rob Jacobson, the editor for the other film, is behind me most of the time. And I'm always checking out that film. And it's awesome. It is truly a different type of movie than Alex Jones has ever done. It is cinema verite. I know he's saying that over and over again, but I really want you to take that as a perspective. This is not an Alex Jones voiced over picture. This is a totally different style of movie. And it really shows you that 9/11 Truth is not about just Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or WeAreChange.org, but about people around the world creating their own change by confronting the likes of Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Gary Hart, and a whole host of others, including Alan Greenspan, as well as talking to, pop culture celebrities and icons such as George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, and even childhood actor Danny Bonaducci. And I'm just really excited to see this movie come out. I've seen Rob put a lot of hard work into it. Alex put a lot of hard work into it, too. He was here late night going over the movie, making sure it's perfect for you folks over at these screenings at the Alamo Draft House. And like I said, I'm just totally impressed with it. Again, so much different from anything else. Whereas, you know, other 9/11 films really try to focus in on the evidence. This is focused in on the movement and how we can all create change in our lives, in our communities, and in the world. Because in case you didn't know, folks, our entire foreign and domestic policy is still, and I repeat this, still based on what the government and media has told us about 9/11. For example, the other night when Alex was on Geraldo, I was in the back office with Aaron Dykes, and we were setting up the recorder so we could get that and throw it up on YouTube. And prior to that was Sean Hannity's show. And this is how relevant 9/11 still is. They actually had on, I guess it was somebody who, Reverend Wright, who's big in the news right now, had quoted about 9/11, about chickens coming home to roost and this and that. Well, Hannity had this guy on the 15th, and they literally ran a 10-minute segment from 9:15, all based on 9/11. So why is this important? Well, it's still on the front page constantly. A couple weeks ago when I did this show and I was talking about how they were admitting to paying off top military personnel to be pundits on all the major networks such as CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, yada, 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 right on the cover. In this post-9/11 world, it's a post-9/11 world. Well, in a second, I'm gonna bash that paradigm, because if you found out yet, the USS Cole bombing suspects all got let go, or they escaped. Terrorism was real. That wouldn't happen, folks. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And joining me right now, before we get to the Cole story, is Trey, our lovely producer here over at InfoWars and Prison Planet. And we were trying to get on for you the apartment manager for the DC Madam so we could discuss this whole letter thing. And, you know, it's a big hot story over at InfoWars.com and Jones Report over by Aaron Dykes. He really went through all this handwriting and found a few inconsistencies. Obviously, the readers are finding even more. But we tried to get on the building manager, and what happened, Trey?
Oh, it's, you know, just due to, I think, just a lot of attention's been coming around. And I think that the people who own the building and run the complex just aren't quite happy with all the attention that's coming across. I remember that he mentioned several times that she left him several Post-it notes. She left him several Post-it notes and writings, and, you know, she signed several documents for him over the course of time that she lived there. So he was pretty familiar with her handwriting, and from what he saw as well, it just did not look anything at all like
that. He said he didn't think the signature matched up at all, did he?
No, not at all. So he would love to come on. It's just, I think there's just been, you know, he's got to do his day job as well. So I just don't think he's able to break apart and do interviews all day long. And
yeah, and I think it's important for the listeners to bring these stories, you know, to other venues and call into other talk radio shows and talk about this. Because if we don't keep up on this issue, Trey, it is going to kind of go under the rug. And who knows what she was going to reveal? You know, was it just going to be a clientele list? Was it going to be a clientele list along with their associates? I know there's a few separate stories floating around, especially by Wayne Madsen, that could show some prior involvement in 9/11. But, you know, when you're working at one of these buildings and there's a media firestorm after a friend of yours has been killed, You know, apparently you can only do so much.
Well, I'm sure he would like to come out and talk more, just like the other day. But like I said, I think the national media's gotten wind of it. And it's not necessarily that the building owners, you know, don't want him to help his friend. I just think that, you know, anytime there's a situation like that, people get all nervous about it and don't want to get involved, even though that's the last thing people should be doing.
So, yeah, they don't want a media circus outside of their building. And really, folks, it's only a few members of the mainstream media that are even considering this a murder.
Well, the bottom line, she paid her rent. She wanted to pay her rent up. She said people had been following her. I mean, there's enough evidence out there to just to rule it a suicide right from the start. It was ruled a suicide before it was the case was seemed to even close.
And in December, she came in on this show and said she wasn't going to kill herself. She went on other shows and said she wasn't going to kill herself. Yet she hung herself in her mother's shed.
I even get a kick out of how a lot of the talk was 6 to 7 years in prison. When I really don't honestly believe she would serve 7 years in prison. She maybe get a 7-year sentence, but she would have been out in under a year, I believe, with
work release
parole,
or probation.
You know, so.
A lot of people don't know about those programs, but you could literally get a 5-year sentence and
silly,
do a year in prison.
Yeah, it's silly to think that for a nonviolent crime, she'd be sitting in jail for 7 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't see that happening.
Absolutely. When she was never really convicted of knowing anything about the prostitution ring in particular, I think they got her on some other kind of technicality. So
it's all tax evasion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not even I don't think she would have been in prison that long.
No.
And so I don't see how having a book deal waiting for her, how I don't see her not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with that situation.
No, I got to agree with you 110%. And that's why it's important for our listeners to get out there. Check out Infowars.com. Thanks, Trey. I appreciate it. Check out PrisonPlanet.com. There's a huge article up there with not only her suicide letters, but actual letters that she mailed here. So you can compare the real handwriting to the handwriting in those letters. We want to hear your introspective into that. We're going to be getting into some jackboot cops later as well. Of course, police pulling over and assaulting people in the car and then charging them with assault. It's the new America, folks. It's how they do. But I think this out of the Washington Post, it came out Sunday, and it's been pretty ignored. But again, let me just read the first couple paragraphs here. Almost 8 years after Al-Qaeda nearly sank the USS Cole with an explosive-stuffed motorboat, killing 17 sailors, all the defendants convicted in the attack have escaped from prison or been freed by Yemeni officials. Let me say that again. All the defendants convicted in the attack have escaped from prison or been freed by Yemeni officials. Now, why is this so important? Well, let me tell you why it's so important. If the government's version of terrorism, if there was an Al-Qaeda member under every bed like they'd have you believe, and blonde, blue-haired Al-Qaeda members, you know, they're recruiting white people now, these guys would be the guys in Gitmo. Okay, these guys would be the guys in Abu Ghraib. Do you think we'd let Yemeni officials have our terrorists? Seriously, do you really believe that? If these are the guys that actually bombed the coal, do you think that we would let them be in a Yemeni prison? No. These are the guys that should be on the so-called waterboarding tables. All right? These are the guys that you should be extracting information from. But no, instead they're going to be let go. There'll probably be some wild, outlandish story about how they helped with the next terror attack, the next false flag operation. And the dumb public will go along with it. Just like they went along with, Zawahiri there, who was killed like three different times. There was one time, I think, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured and killed a couple times before, you know, his official capture. And so they put out those, you know, Mario the Plumber pics and, you know, convicted him of the crimes of 9/11 and then didn't show anybody anything and said, well, you know, our interrogations are good enough. The public can just believe us. And even that on mainstream news, a lot of people were like, well, you know, he was tortured and there's no tape and there was no trial. Maybe there's something going on here. You're damn right there's something going on here. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with fear and imposing new modes of control on the American people through eviscerating the Constitution and Bill of Rights and bringing into existence new agencies such as Homeland Security. I know it's not so new anymore, folks, but we've been acclimated to this thing. We've been acclimated to a system of color codes. Oh no, it's orange. The threat level is high. Oh, I better lock my doors and not talk to anybody, and report suspicious behavior. I mean, that's what it's come down to. And they're talking about having a high school that's going to indoctrinate people into Homeland Security, basically train you to go there. And they just recently had this drug bust over at San Diego University. I think it was, it's either San Diego State or San Diego U. I'm not sure which one it is. And I think they rounded up about 100 kids, and one of the kids that they arrested for selling cocaine and having weapons was, of course, in the criminal justice program, about to head into Homeland Security. See, these people are criminals, too. Just because you work for a government agency doesn't make it so you're above the law or you're not corrupt. No, most of these people get involved in these agencies so they can be more corrupt, so they can take some money off the top. It has nothing to do with protecting you and I. Again, the people that supposedly bombed the coal are out of prison. They were not the subject of these high-tech camps. When Mitt Romney goes out and says, oh, I think that we should have more prisoners in Abu Ghraib. I think it should be bigger. I want bigger Gitmo. Guantanamo Bay does not do enough. Well, if you're not putting the quote-unquote supposed real terrorists in these bases, what are they there for? Well, they're there to, you know, herd up the farmers and the sheep herders and, you know, the regular people and do experiments on them. Check out John Ronson's, what is it, Crazy Rulers of the World. In the second part of that, they show how they torture these people by playing a continuous loop of Barney, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Can you imagine having to hear that for 24 hours a day for months and years on end while you're tortured, while you watch your family get tortured? We have William Lewis on a little later today. And he's recently put out Washington, You're Fired. You can get that over at Infowars.com along with American Drug War and a host of other great titles. But the reason I bring William Lewis into this is because I was skimming through his movie last night. And he has some of those pictures from Guantanamo Bay. You know, they're the famous ones we've all seen with the dogs attacking and the prisoners naked and bloodied. But that's not half of it, okay? The foreign press published pictures of women being raped. I bet you didn't know that. Do a little Google image search. Take the safe search off. Just type it in. It's real. And that's just a small percentage of the things that were leaked out of Abu Ghraib. We all think that we've seen it all. But if you go back to the news, in and around that time, there were many senators that got to watch the videotapes and see the classified photographs. And they were appalled. They were disgusted. They barely even discussed it with the media because they could not believe what they had seen and experienced. And, of course, you know, Don Rumsfeld and Gonzalez want to blame it on the lower tier. They want to get a army colonel in trouble. They want to say he orchestrated it. Well, these guys up at the upper echelons, they're the ones that ordered it. They knew they were torturing people. They know what kind of programs they're running. They try to have plausible deniability by bringing in CACI forces, khaki forces, or Blackwater types, for them to carry out the interrogations. But the military knows damn well what they're doing. They're in the room, too. And if you think that they don't jump in, you're very mistaken. I mean, again, check it out for yourselves, folks. Go out, do the research. I'm not asking you to believe anything I'm saying. I'm asking you to actually make your mind work. You know, go out, do a little research. Get on the internet. You know, that new fandangled thing the kids are talking about. Type in Abu Ghraib. Type in photographs. Type in videotapes. Literally, John Hugh writes memos how they can crush small children's testicles in front of their parents and rape people with battery acid if it's going to stop the next terror attack. Because we're all worried about terrorism. Well, apparently someone's not worried about terrorism because all the people that killed those sailors at the USS Cole are gone. They're gone. It's so ridiculous. Hold on. Two suspects described as the key organizers were captured outside Yemen and are being held at Guantanamo Bay. See, those are the guys there. Many details of their alleged involvement remain classified. It is unclear when or if they will be tried by the military. Well, if they were guilty, they'd be tried in a hurry, folks. PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this. Bob Chapman, 11:30.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, folks, we are back, and I want to read this one off of InfoWars.com. It's Philly cops caught beating motorists on video. And you can watch the AP video of a routine traffic stop. Apparently, a cop had been killed in a bank robbery a couple days earlier in Philadelphia, out in Pennsylvania. And that's their excuse for pulling over an unrelated vehicle and beating the passengers mercilessly, really. It's unreal, folks. We're at a stage where the cops pull you over, more cop cars pull up, a dozen people rush your vehicle. These people didn't fight. They followed orders. They got out of the car. They got on their belly. and they're still getting nightsticked again and again and again and again. They got the dog out. Okay, I see this one cop running around to all of them and beating these guys with his nightstick. I saw them kicking downed passengers. I'm just going to read the article because it's pretty. I mean, go check it out. It's over at Infowars.com. Philly cops caught beating motorists on video, one of the top stories. And yet another instance of cops acting like predatory pack animals. It should be obvious by now the police are out of control. A parasitical force unleashed on a society at large. Cops no longer help granny across the street or respond to burglary. Cops are like the Crips, Bloods, or Mara Saltrucha, another violent street game. MS-13, another violent street gang, I'd like to point out that. That really kind of reminded me of an MS-13 attack I saw on MSNBC. But one armed and supported by the state. Exactly. They have guns, and the state allows them to pull over and beat up whoever they want. A half dozen police officers kicked and beat three men pulled from a car during a traffic stop. It's more than a half dozen, folks. Watch the video. As a TV helicopter taped the confrontation, reports the Associated Press. The video shot by WTXF-TV shows three police cars stopping a car Monday, 2 days after a city officer was shot to death responding to a bank robbery. In other words, after a fellow gang member was shot and killed protecting a bank, the largest gang in Philadelphia wanted revenge and blood. Of course, that's the real job of the cops, protect banks, not the public at large, considered the enemy. The tape shows about a dozen officers gathering around the vehicle. About a half dozen officers hold two of the men on the ground. Both are kicked repeatedly, while one is seen being punched. One also appears to be struck with a baton. Yeah, it doesn't appear to be struck with a baton. He's beaten with a baton mercilessly. Unbelievable. On the surface, it certainly does not look good in terms of the amount of force that was used, said Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey. But we don't want to rush to judgment. No, why rush to judgment? The guys didn't run. They were pulled over. They got out of the car like they were supposed to. They got on their stomachs, and they were still beaten ridiculously. Let's not rush to judgment. You know, I'd hate to have to suspend a lot of my good officers who I run corrupt operations with. You know, how am I supposed to skim this week? How am I supposed to take my till from the local drug dealers this week if I don't have some of my lieutenants who are there to collect that money? So, you know, obviously it doesn't look good, but we'll brush it under the rug. No big deal. Unreal. No, of course not. Even though the video plainly shows there was absolutely no reason for members of the police gang to savagely beat the three hapless people pictured. The officers were responding to a report of a shooting nearby, police said. It was not immediately clear what preceded the confrontation. What? Does it matter? Unless these guys had a gun and they were firing at the officers, or they were, you know, again, you know, the copter seems like it was following them for a while. If they were running red lights, if they were doing something out of shocking videos on Spike, maybe some of that force wouldn't have been necessary, but I didn't see any resistance whatsoever on the video. We don't take into consideration the emotions of the police officers when it comes to the discharge of their duties. Your emotional state being tired doesn't justify what's on the video, said D. Scott Perrine, an attorney who represents the three men in the video. Yeah, he should represent them, and he's dead on. He said one of the clients suffered a welt on his head the size of a baseball, and one of his legs was seriously injured. He didn't know the extent of any of the injuries of the other two men. It clearly shows a lack of any reasonable investigation before these police yank these individuals out of the car and take turns delivering blows, he said. This is a time for a thorough investigation to see what it is that happened here. All right, Bob Chapman coming up with some financial news on the other side. We're going to be talking about $200 a barrel oil, the plummeting dollar, and the importance, really, to get into some kind of hard currency, folks. That's why Ted Anderson is so important. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I am Jason Burmis. My website is loosechange911.com. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine A firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
All is one human life worth.
And what happened to peace on earth?
We believe everything that they tell us.
They're gonna kill us, we better kill them first.
But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill.
How much is that soldier's life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
And the bewildered herd still believe that everything we've been told from our birth.
Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes filling in. And we have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with us. The man spent 3 years in U.S. Army counterintelligence. He was also one of the largest gold and silver stockbrokers in the world for almost 30 years. And, of course, owns and edits the International Forecaster. Mr. Bob Chapman, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. And you left one thing out.
What did I leave out?
I'm old.
You're not that old yet. You're a young 72, and you keep trucking along. I hear you on this program quite a bit, warning people about the huge financial crisis in this country right now. I mean, yesterday Alex brought up a story where they want $200 a barrel oil. I think we're almost up to like $125 right now, and that's really going to hurt the economy, especially with our fiat currency that just continues to lose value, Bob.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Oil is $121.77 right now, and it's off 65 cents today, but it's past $120, and it traded up to, I guess, $124 yesterday. And the report you're referring to is by the analysts at Goldman Sachs, which is an investment banking house in New York City, and they seem to think that in the next 6 months to 2 years, that oil could go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And I guess that's pretty possible. We at the International Forecaster, about 8 or 9 months ago, said oil was going to $120. And I remember it distinctly because T-Bone Pickens said it was going to go down, and he changed his mind about a week and a half later. But anyway, Goldman Sachs is not factoring in any other military actions or occupations either. And I would think that if the people in the White House decided that it was finally time for them to attack Iran or Kosovo or Georgia and get involved in any of those places and maybe some others, that oil could go even higher. And so we got a combination of higher oil and gas and distillate prices. We have higher food prices. We have a dollar that's spreading inflation all over the world and falling in value nominally. Every time they try to get the dollar up, it comes right back down again. And that's understandable because people want to get out of the dollar because they're losing money on it. And they want to either get into another currency that isn't losing as much money or into gold and silver where they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be into a hard currency that's going to retain its value throughout history. I mean, gold and silver have always been worth something. And you just mentioned the invasion of Iran. Well, to me, it's not a shocker. It's simple supply and demand that when we took over Iraq, which was the second largest oil-rich nation in the world, demand for oil was still the same, but since we controlled the supply, we demanded more money. And, you know, that's why we have this rise in gas prices over the last, 4 or 5 years now, is because we control more of it. And if we go into Iran and we take their oil fields as well, I feel like we're going to be paying $6 a gallon in gas.
No, I think you're right, and there's many people throughout the world who are playing, if you live in Nicaragua, it's $4.70. If you live in London or in Europe, it's around $9, and diesel's over $10, and it's probably a little bit higher now. Those figures are a couple of weeks old. And so Americans really haven't caught up because they don't have as much taxation on energy products as other countries have put upon them. And so without any increase in taxes in America, I think we could see an average price of somewhere, and this is average now, between $4.50 and $5 a gallon during the summer. And that's because that's the big period during the year when more gasoline is used than in other parts of the year. And also refineries are only operating at approximately 87% of capacity. And so that makes the price go up as well. So we could be looking at $5 in lots of cities. I mean, there are cities now that are over $4. And so if we look at $150 to $200 oil, we'll be looking at $8 or $9 or $10 a gallon. And, of course, that spreads throughout the entire economy. Most people don't stop and think beyond the gas pump, but we do buy distillates to heat our homes in the winter in the north and the northeast. And also, about 70% of petroleum is used for byproducts. And so all of those byproducts are going to go up in cost as well. And then if you join that with the problem that we have with food prices, there's going to be a lot of people in the world who are going to starve to death.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that even though it's just, you know, it's not just the gas going up to $5 or $6 a gallon, everything's shipped, you know, around the country in trucks. In fact, the truckers had a big strike in D.C. The mainstream media ignored it last week. But these guys are sick of paying, you know, an outlandish amount for gas because it's cutting into their profits as well, and they're not getting paid anymore. You know, the inflation keeps happening. Their paycheck is worth less and less, and we end up paying more for it at, you know, the grocery store or the pizza shop or the burger shop because it costs more money to get the supplies across the country.
Well, they're absolutely right, and if the truckers went out for 1 week, every supermarket in the country would be empty. And I think finally they might get the message. You know, we know that this is a scam. Anybody who is on the inside knows. Mm-hmm. And the public believes it's a scam as well, although they don't have the hard facts. And, of course, the truck drivers can't make any money at all having to pay so much more for their propellant, so to speak. And so it's a very, very bad situation, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. And if we get rid of the use of ethanol, which is one of the major problems in higher food prices, then that means that America would have to purchase more oil. But I don't know what the offset would be between ethanol, the stopping of ethanol production, and the stopping of the continued filling of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by the White House. Something to think about.
So what do you think are some of the solutions that we should be telling people about? What should people be doing to protect themselves from this sort of thing?
Well, with the energy products, there's not much you can do at all except hope for the best, because it's at a level that most people can't reach. I mean, they can't go on the floor of the different exchanges that do that and make any impact. With food, I think they can. And that problem is basically twofold. Yes, you have weather, and sometimes it's not very good. But we could stop ethanol production in the United States and in Europe, and that would go a long way toward helping the situation. And also, we could change the agreements we've made through NAFTA and CAFTA on production in the United States. The 70% of the farming in America is done by corporations, large corporations owned by rich people, and they are subsidized. And if that subsidy were to be lifted, then American products from the earth would cost relatively the same, we'll assume, as they would in Central or South America and Mexico. And that would mean that farmers would go back to the land again, because what happened was that if they were producing corn previously, prior to NAFTA, at $3.50 a bushel, and subsidized corn in the United States was $3 a bushel, well, they just couldn't compete. And that's why we had this tremendous upsurge of illegal aliens in the United States from Mexico during the period between 1995 and present, because the people were driven off the land because they couldn't compete anymore, because the rich were being subsidized in the United States, and they still are.
Well, I feel like that, you know, CAFTA and NAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the North American Free Trade Agreement, is there to do just that, to push illegal immigrants into this country so they can try to find a better life, and really to create this North American union between us, Canada, and Mexico. And that's why you're seeing, you know, the Trans-Texas Corridor being built. That's why we had the Securities and Prosperities Partnership kept very hush-hush until Judicial Watch got the papers, is because they do want something like the European Union here, and it looks like they're at the same time trying to kill the dollar so that we can have some sort of an Amero.
Well, your thinking is correct, and that is the direction that they are going. And at least for the time being, we've cut them off at the pass. And yes, they're working behind the scenes, and they're using what they call harmonization, trying to make the laws similar so they can go to Congress 5 or 10 years from now and say, hey, we got everything all set up, and what we're going to do now is have a, and they'll change the name, of course, a North American Union, and we're going to meld these three countries together. But what they've done has been exposed. Yes, they're going ahead on their highway, but that doesn't mean it's going to be used. They're going to have a long, hard fight on this one, and people are very, very upset, not so much in the United States, but in Canada in particular. The Canadians are wild about it, and the Mexicans, quite frankly, don't know anything about it.
No, that and seems to be the case. I mean, when you saw, I don't know if you saw Luke Radowski of We Are Change's conversation with Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, but he discussed SPP at length with him, and Vicente Fox kind of sought him out after his speech to talk to him about it, and Luke was, well, look at this Trans-Texas Corridor, and he's like, well, that's not being built by the government. That's a private corporation. He's like, yeah, it's Centricorp. It's Giuliani's corporation. And although it's privatized, it's going to be a road that guts through the country and that Mexico is going to use for trade. And all Vicente Fox said, well, you're right, but it's not moving at the pace I'd like to see it. He wants to see, you know, this globalist process go quicker. You know, he's not satisfied that it's not going fast enough. And I'm not satisfied that it's happening at all. I'm pretty upset about the fact that they're trying to do this.
Yeah, I think they're 5 to 10 years away. And, you know, I've been at this for almost 50 years, so you gain a little patience.
Mm-hmm.
And things have gone rocky for them. And I don't think international financial upheaval is going to help them. I think it's going to hinder them because it's going to bring what they're doing more into a questionable atmosphere. They're going to be asked, well, why did you do this and why did you do that? And why are you doing all these things secretly? We'll talk about the Fed as an example. Banks come to the Fed's discount window, and at that window, they can borrow money at 2.25%. But the Fed won't let anybody know who the borrowers are. The excuse is, well, there might be a run in one of the banks because people think that the bank might be close to insolvency. Well, quite frankly, in part, that's true. But we shouldn't have secret organizations that are appendages of government doing such things. This last week, in answer to a letter by Senator Dodd to the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Mr. Bernanke was asked to bail out the student loan program. And he said, no, I can't do that. It's up to Congress and the Bush administration to address the diminishing profits on loans and the state of that industry. And that was last Friday. And so when they came through with the new rules for increasing the amount of money at their weekly or twice a month auctions, they increased them from 50 to 75 billion twice a month. In other words, from 100 to 150 billion a month, just in the auctions alone. They included lines of credit to the European Central Bank and the Swiss National Bank. And what went unnoticed, and now this is something that had to have been in the works for weeks, was that the Fed took action using that artifice to help this loan industry, and And so he says one thing and does another. And this is the kind of thing that calls into question the veracity of Mr. Bernanke. And you know, to put it all straight up, they're all lying. I mean, nobody in Washington or Wall Street tells the truth. And incidentally, I spent 28 years in Wall Street, and they do have a hard time finding the truth. I was not very popular while I was there. And it was a long time, too.
All right.
I used to get treated like a piranha.
Well, I want to talk about some solutions in gold and silver on the other side. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with us. I'm Jason Burmes. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and we are back. And I just want to remind everybody out there that Alex is going to sneak peek his 9/11 Chronicles about a month early before you can get it on DVD over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. And Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m., if you go to originalalamo.com, you can check out all the details. But, I mean, again, this one's got Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so much more. It is a film unlike any other that Alex Jones has produced, and I'm a huge fan of it so far. You know, again, I've been here the last 3 weeks working on my project, Fabled Enemies, and Rob's been in the background doing this 9/11 Chronicles flick, and it shows that, you know, we do have an immense amount of power if we put our minds to it. Each individual holds enough power that they can make a difference. They can make a change, and so many people have come around and said, you can't, you know, change this, and you can't do anything about it, and this is just the way it is. No, that's not the way it is, okay? If we're going to create change in this country, we have to be willing to get out on the streets and do so. We have to be willing to inform our neighbors, our friends, and our families about not only, you know, 9/11, but the economic crisis we're in. You know, the fact that they're trying to gouge us in oil pricing, and they're trying to basically ruin our economy by devaluing the dollar and bringing in a new currency. And really, one of the only ways that you're going to be able to, you know, save money, actual real money, hard money, is to get into gold and silver. Isn't that right, Bob?
Well, it certainly is the best thing I can think of. And I've thought that way for some time. And, you know, when you have gold in particular, it doesn't owe anybody anything. And it's really pure money, has been for centuries. And so when times are either inflationary or deflationary, gold is a good place to be. And, of course, taking possession of gold coin is important during those kinds of times. Silver is a little bit different because it's more a commercial metal, although production for years has been shorter than demand. And that's going to get even worse as time goes by. But it has an inflation bent success price-wise as opposed to gold also being able to do the same thing. In other words, go up when inflation is high, but also to hold its value when inflation doesn't exist and there's deflation. So gold is very, very unique in that way.
Well, I remember, you know, back in 2003, 2004 when I first started listening to this very radio show on the reg, and you could get gold for under $300 an ounce. It was like $260, $270. And now, what's it at, about $930, something like that?
Right. It came off a little bit today. I had a good day yesterday, but just before the program went on, we were at $867.40.
Well, I can't imagine anything else out there that has tripled in value in the last 5 years, Bob. We're going to come back right on the other side in the top of the hour with Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com, and we're going to be talking gold and silver. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We're talking gold and silver. And Bob, can we really name anything else that has tripled in value in 5 years? I'm thinking maybe oil stocks have. You know, if you got in before the invasion of Iraq in the oil business, maybe you made, you know, triple your money. But other than that, is there anything else out there that even compares?
Yeah, we recommended oil and gas as well as the natural gas, usually to people who trade. And we recommended three good oil companies that have done extraordinarily well, mm-hmm. as well as gold and silver have. And we recommended Swiss franc in the form of Swiss franc government bonds. We started to recommend that when the, and this is about 8 years ago, recommending the Swiss franc at 173. The Swiss franc is trading right now at 94.50, and so that's been quite a change. And for those who bought Swiss franc government bonds and kept on rolling them, they got a small dividend interest payment of usually around anywhere between 1.8 and 3%. But they've held the value of their currency, and so it's been some of the currencies beside the Swiss francs, which I happen to like the best, and I've lived and banked and done business in Europe for many years, some time ago, so I'm very familiar with the markets over there. In fact, I went to school in Switzerland, and anyway, so you got Swiss franc oriented assets. For those who want to have liquidity, you might have a business, you don't want to keep your money in a savings account or a checking account or in U.S. Treasuries because of the very reasons I've just pointed out. So you buy Swiss franc government bonds and you can buy them today and sell them tomorrow if you want. And the commissions are ridiculously low. They're virtually nothing. More an accommodation to a brokerage house client. And then you've got the gold and silver related assets. And other than that, I think as a form of insurance, you want to have, freeze dried and dehydrated foods, a method of purifying water, and a method of defending your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're the international forecaster. What's coming in the next 6 months?
Well, we're going to see higher gold and silver prices, and I wouldn't be surprised if we'll use gold as the guideline, that by the end of the year we could see $1,200, maybe even higher. You got to remember the government, the central banks, the Western governments are working in concert to suppress the price. If they weren't doing that and hadn't been doing that since 1988, gold would probably be selling now somewhere between $2,200 and $3,000 an ounce. So they've only got so much gold, and there's only so much they can sell. That's the central banks and governments. And once that's gone, it's gone. And for all intents and purposes, there's no real inventory in governmental hands of silver. There may be in corporations or for individuals, but there's no great overhang there either. And so the upside looks very, very good for the next 2 to 3 years.
Gotcha. We're going to be taking calls with Bob Chapman on the other side until about 12:30. So if you want to call into the Alex Jones Show, please do. And we'll be back. It's the InternationalForecaster.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for the next few days, and I'm with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, and we're going to go to your calls now. Hopefully we have comments or questions for Mr. Chapman. Let's take the first caller. Let's take John in North Carolina. John, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
What's your comment?
I need to ask you a question. You know, I've been noticing, I've been taking photographs and with my video camera, CD, and, you know, I've been noticing these chemtrails, and I have pictures and video of these jets. They look like military jets, the big ones, C-132s, and they're up there, and you see these big emulsions of dispersion of these white exhaust fumes on the back. And on the other side, I'm in a major traffic area in Wilmington, North Carolina, before it's the last point before they leave the coastal region.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's others that are at the same altitude, like, you know, maybe 15 minutes, 10, 5 minutes later, and they're not emitting the same exhaust. Same feet in the air, no exhaust.
Well, here's the deal.
My question is, what is on? I mean,
All right, let me tell you what's going on. Basically, chemtrails are real. There are the ones that do chemtrails, like you said. They emit, you know, this long cloud that kind of disperses out. They do crosshatch patterns. And then there's other ones that do comtrails that have been around forever where you just see this mist and then it dissolves. Now, The official line on what chemtrails are can now be found in weather modification. They're saying it's there to fight global warming. There's a few mainstream articles on it. Before, it didn't exist. And then the, I believe it was the California mainstream media, the NBC station over there, started doing a story on it. They said, well, you know, we're catching these on video. They obviously exist. And this woman has been collecting samples over the last 10 years at her lake when these things were going on. And they said there was aluminum oxide and other heavy metals in there, and it had all the earmarks of weather control. Now, again, the mainstream line is that this is there to fight global warming. And, you know, that's about all I know. I don't buy into it. God knows why they're actually spraying us, but chemtrails are obviously real. You can see them. There's a couple documentaries out there on Google Video you can check out, you know, as to speculate to what they are. But that's all I know. I thank you for the call, John. Let's move forward to hopefully someone who has something to say to Bob. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, are you with me?
Hey, yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. I've heard you many a times on the Alex Jones
yes,
Show.
I want to thank you for hosting the show today, and Mr. Chapman. But I've been in this for years, and I quit blaming the government for what's happening to America. I quit blaming the Illuminati. It's the coward America that we tremble with fear. Like the police are just beating us up and all that. They can't do that if you're a man. They only could do this to cowards. When will American people, or what will it take, Mr. Chapman? Will it take starvation? Will it take maybe killing their kids or whatever? When will American people say enough is enough?
So, yeah, Charles.
Well, that's hard to say, but I think it's sufficient in America to have a depression and a good many of people losing their homes, their jobs, their cars, living under a bridge or whatever. I think that will be the catalyst that'll get it going, because the world lives on its stomach, and of course the transportation to bring the food to you so that you can exist. And so I think that that will be the cataclysmic event, and I think the people behind government realize that quite well.
Well, Charles, I would just say this. You know, I remember saying that same thing to my family and friends and being like, when's enough going to be enough? And this is back in the days of, you know, gas being under $2 and it was just starting to go up. And they're like, well, we'll never pay $3 a gallon. Then they started paying $3 a gallon. We'll never pay $4 a gallon. Now we're paying $4 a gallon. We're soon going to be paying $5 a gallon. And if that doesn't get the general population in an uproar, I really just don't know what's going to do that, other than what Mr. Chapman said, which is like bread lines, you know, a return to, you know, the crash of 29. God knows. I mean, we have to put it upon ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we have to be active and out there and talking to family and friends about these situations and not letting up. You know, we have to bombard other people with other information. Otherwise, you know, we are going to have to suffer through a depression, and who knows if we make it out of there. I thank you for the call, Charles. Let's go to Dave in Texas. Dave, are you with us?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good,
good show today. I have a couple of comments for your guest to respond to, if I might.
Sure.
I've kind of noticed something picked up on some other Patriot Radio programming that some people are having undue problems with their banks. They have, like, obviously the excess fees and the kind of unfair and abrupt treatment they often get from tellers, and the seeming unfair commercial practices of banks. The interest rates on certain types of loans and various other things. And I myself have been doing business for about 10 years now with a credit union. I currently don't do business with a bank, just my personal use. And I was noticing that it's easier for many people to get into credit unions now than it used to be, and I would recommend a lot of people having trouble with banks and feeling they're being shafted, so to speak, in various ways, consider if they can arrange to transfer over to a credit union that they consider doing that, and they'll usually get better treatment, less fees. I haven't had any undue fees since I've been there. I use their ATM. I don't get charged anything. They don't charge me to see a teller and some of the other ridiculous things you get at some banks, and they've never messed with my accounts or taken monies out or things, you know. I've never bounced checks when I knew I had funds to cover them, had various things. I don't currently have any credit cards. That's another thing I'd recommend people get off of credit cards, try to get off of debt. If they're currently debt-free, try to stay out of debt. If they have debt they can pay off, pay it down. And the other quick comment was for people to try and stock up on the food issue, on storable, non-perishable food items that they could use in addition to things like gold and silver, if they can get into that too, especially coins, to try and prep for themselves for coming hard times if they can build up food supplies, storable foods, and storable capacity for purifying water and things of that nature. That's kind of a preparation technique for people.
So Bob, what do you think about all that?
I think he's absolutely correct. It's not much I can add to it. He's right, and I just think people should keep perhaps a small amount of cash and small bills at home in their safe, because I think there's going to be a lot of banks over the next 2 to 3 years that are going to go under, maybe 150 to 300 of them. And that's why they've called back in 35 people to the FDIC to be able to handle this increase. They know it's coming. Certain banks will be saved, certain banks will not be, and the Illuminous banks are the ones that will be saved. They'll be able to get the credit. And so people shouldn't keep a large amount of money in either a credit union or a bank. They should either have it in gold and silver-related assets or, as I mentioned earlier, in Swiss franc government bonds. But generally speaking, what he says is absolutely correct. And I mentioned some of the things early on in the program.
Dave, thank you for the call. I have a little question to add on to that. He mentioned that if you have debt, you should pay it off immediately if you can. Now, I'm a guy with some student loans, not too much, but, you know, about 10 grand in debt. Should I, if I get the opportunity, pay that off all at once, or should I pay it off incrementally and wait for the economy to crash?
I would pay it off incrementally and use the money that you would use to pay off that to buy gold and silver coins.
Yeah, because that's going to retain value.
And they will go up
happen.
In value, and you'll be able to pay it off more cheaply.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. You know, I've
and that goes
it.
For other things, too. Like people say, well, gee, the kids have grown up. They've gone. I've got these insurance policies. I figured it's going to cost $10,000 to bury me, and I've got $200,000 worth of insurance. Cash it out. Buy gold and silver-related assets, Swiss franc government bonds along with it. Make sure you have all of that insurance at home for the members of your family, mm-hmm. like the food and the defensive items and how to purify water and things like that. And, you know, after a certain period of time, you don't need certain things. People are buried in 401ks. A lot of them should be, you know, if you can't invest in what you want to, and most of them don't allow you to, you should cash them out, mm-hmm. particularly if you're over 59 and a half.
All right. Well, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, are you with us?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, man.
Comment for Bob. I was talking to a professor of political geography, and she was talking to me about carrying capacity of the Earth, and this gets into its big plans. But basically what they're trying to engineer is a society in retrograde, and everybody pretty much figured out that all bureaucracies insist that you just give up and quit, but only the people who are persistent will ever have success. And what they're trying to do is engineer society to reduce population, like everybody talks about, to the 1600 levels. And I liken it to a ship sinking. You know, warn the people to get to a lifeboat, and you get in one too. I mean, the foolish will perish. I mean, we can't do anything for them. I mean, I'm warning everybody, listen to Bob, please. The guy's been right more often than ever.
Well, I would tell people also to get a copy of Endgame and make copies and hand it out to the family or hold screenings. You know, if you're going to be talking about the depopulation program, there's not another film out there that covers it as well. And unfortunately, the general population really doesn't read anymore. Movies have become the new medium to reach the masses. And that's why I, you know, personally, that's why I'm a documentary filmmaker, is because, you know, I can reach tens of millions of people through an internet movie production. Whereas if I write an article online, I'm lucky if 10,000 people actually read it. Final segment with Bob Chapman on the other side. Joe, thank you for the call. Go check out Infowars.com and, of course, the internationalforecaster.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
And that Willie Nelson, I just can't get enough. I know he's heavy on the Alex Jones show lately, but boy, great tunes, Gravedigger, Against the Wind, Let's not forget his Highwaymen album. I haven't heard that one. Hopefully we'll hear that before the end of the show. I do love the I Was a Highwayman. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get Bob Chapman finish up before we have Peter Dale Scott on in the next segment. I'm excited about that one as well. Really a jam-packed show over at the Alex Jones program, even when he's not here. So let's go to Mark in Michigan. Mark, are you with us?
It's Mark in Missouri. Hey, how
sorry.
You doing?
Good, man.
Thanks for hosting the show today. Doing a great job, and thank you, Bob Chapman. Your internationalforecaster.com is a great place to be informed. My last caller kind of said it. What can a poor family man do, you know, to help his family to survive the coming times is what I was going to ask, and then I was going to maybe get y'all's take on the Gwin Towers.
Well, you want to go over the second part since we already went over the first part there, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead. You pick it up.
Well, I don't really know about the, what was it, the Glenn Towers you were talking about?
Glenn Towers, yeah, the ground wave emergency network towers that the that's been popping up all over the country. You know, it looks kind of like a fork sticking up out, great big steel.
I haven't heard anything about that. I'm going to
I haven't either.
It.
That's why I try to give the question to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll have to look into it.
It just goes to show you we're not geniuses.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a regular guy doing a radio show, and I try to keep up on, you know, as much as possible. But, you know, there are just some things that even I don't know about. I'd say throw a tip over to, tips@Infowars.com, and we'll have one of the guys looking to maybe write up a story. I thank you for the call, Mark. Bob, in closing, you know, how do people get your information and what can they do? I mean, what give us the 2-minute wrap up on what's most important.
Well, the most important thing, and there's a lot of people who listen who can't invest, and you go out and you get the food and you get the water purification and the things to defend your family, you get out of debt, and those are the most important things. Then if you've got money to invest, you go to the gold and silver related assets and things like that. And there's so many letters that we've gotten over the years, particularly the last 8 years, that said, oh, gee, I did everything you said, and now we're in great shape, and everything's working for us. So all of that stuff I'm telling you works, and it's still time to do it. And so those are the important things, the real down-to-earth important things that people have to do. And another thing, too, is keep on listening to Alex's show because he comes up with so many great ideas, and there's other shows out there that do as well, and you'll stay informed that way. And of course, we'd love you to subscribe to the International Forecast because we publish a couple of times a week by email, and we put out about 30 pages each time. So all of the things that you need to know, they're there, and all you have to do is read them.
And Bob, you've had a great track record, not only on this show, but throughout, you know, the last 30 years. I mean, this is your business. You know where the economy's headed, and you're not wrong much.
Well, I don't sell anything either except the publication. Mm-hmm. And so when I recommend people, I don't have any divisive reason for doing so. You know, some people get paid to recommend things. I don't do that.
Yeah, you really run your own ship, and you're just trying to be honest with the American people and tell them, look, you know, we're in a huge amount of trouble. Our currency is being devalued. We need to get into hard currencies like gold and silver. Gas prices are going up. And God knows where we're going to be in, you know, 5 to 10 years. Are we going to be in this big depression? You know, I pray that we won't be. But, you know, there's no telling what these guys will pull.
Well, you're right. And they want to change the order of society again. And that's order out of chaos, their order. And, you know, this has been something that's going on year after year for the last 1,000 years, and they haven't been able to grasp complete control over us. And they're not going to. Mm-hmm. And because of people like you and this program and Alex, and we inform people so that they act and stop these people from doing what they're doing.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to point out that order out of chaos is their term. You can watch Bush talk about it in Alex Jones's picture, American Dictators, during the credits at the end. And Paul Joseph Watson, one of the webmasters over at PrisonPlanet.com, also wrote a book with that title, Order Out of Chaos, one of my favorite New World Order books out there. We're going to have Peter Dale Scott on the other side. Again, thanks, Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Some folks are born made to wait to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
The red, yeah, white, and blue.
And when the band plays, hail to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Tell them that it ain't me.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis subbing in, and I just want to invite everybody to go over to Infowars.com and check out some of the great videos that make this show possible. You know, we have American Drug War right now, Washington, You're Fired, Endgame, you know, Alex Jones's latest production. Let's not forget Loose Change, Final Cut, really wraps up 9/11 in a way no other film does, just disproves the official version time and time again. A two-hour masterwork from Louder Than Words, folks, executive produced by Alex Jones. But the way you help us out is you go to the online shopping store, you get a copy of these, and then you make 100 copies of that DVD, and you hand them out to your friends, your family. You do street actions like truthaction.org does, like wearechange.org does. And you get out there and you get this information to the masses. I am stoked to have my next guest on. I've watched him many a time on the internet. I've seen him on C-SPAN several times. His name is Peter Dale Scott. He's a former UC Berkeley professor and author The author of things like The War Conspiracy, Iran-Contra Connection, Deep Politics and the Death of JFK, and his latest, The Road to 9/11, Wealth, Empire, and the Future of America. Peter, thanks for being on.
That is always a pleasure and an honor to be on this show.
Well, sir, I would just say it is a pleasure and an honor to actually get to talk to you. Let's start with your first book, The War Conspiracy. I think I remember watching a video of you explaining how this was suppressed by our intelligence agencies in the beginning.
That was said in the video, but not by me. Mm-hmm. It was actually suppressed by its publisher, Bob's Merrill,
mm-hmm.
Which was owned by AT&T, and it all happened at the time that AT&T was collaborating with the CIA to overthrow Allende in Chile. So it's not surprising that the AT&T didn't like a book that was criticizing what the CIA did. Luckily, that book is going to come out again after it's, what is it, for more than 30 years. The book should be out in 2 or 3 months, I think.
Wow, that is exciting.
Twice the size. I update it and look at the relevance. Most of the book is about the Vietnam War, of course, but there's so many things happening, deja vu all over again in Iraq, that I've expanded the book and look at particularly similarities between the John F. Kennedy assassination and 9/11. I mean, that may be sound absolutely off the wall, but and I thought it was the first time I spoke about it, but it's one of those, I am on the web talking about this, and I have two or three versions of an article that gets bigger and bigger because unmistakably there are certain patterns that repeated themselves and suggest that the forces at work that drove us into war in Vietnam in the 1960s are in some way connected to the forces that drove us into war in Iraq in 2003.
Well, I'd have to agree with you there, and especially, I don't know if you've seen this confrontation, but We Are Change recently confronted Gary Hart about his open letter to the leader of Iran, Ahmadinejad, where he alluded to the fact that, well, you know, the Maine and the USS, that the sinking of that ship, and of course the Gulf of Tonkin incident, you know, we know that this administration may stage an attack, too, to invade. And it was very thinly veiled threat. And when he talked about it, he's like, well, I wasn't threatening them personally. I was just saying how this administration very much wants to go with Iran. And in the past, they've done these sorts of things. But then when he's asked about 9/11, he's like, well, there's no way 9/11 was in any way a false flag attack.
Right. Well, it's very hard for anyone who wants to be considered part of the establishment to... You know, it's as important to the people in power to marginalize the people talking about 9/11 as it was way back, and I'm old enough to remember this, to marginalize people who said that Kennedy wasn't killed by a lone nut. And yet we now, there's virtually a consensus that Oswald didn't do it alone. And we know that among the people who thought it was a conspiracy were President Johnson and President Nixon. So we marginalized kooks were voicing publicly thoughts that were secretly shared in very high places.
Absolutely. But it seems like the mainstream media still pushes the idea that Oswald was this lone shooter. I don't know if you got to see the 40th anniversary two-hour piece with Peter Jennings before he died.
I never watched those things, but yes, you know in advance what they're going to say. Right?
Yeah, I think it was called something like JFK Beyond Conspiracy, and you know they edited the footage and hacked it up to make it look like all these people had said that Oswald did it, and he was definitely the guy. And anybody who questions, you know, the official version, even though there are still, you know, a multitude of classified documents concerning the Kennedy assassination, you know, we're wrong to think there was anything going on there.
Well, what really amused me was, you know, in 1978, the House Select Committee on Assassinations came out with a report that said there was a very high probability of shots coming also from the grassy knoll in addition to the school book depository. I'm very sure about the grassy knoll shots. I'm not sure about the school book depository. Anyway, the reaction of the New York Times and the Washington Post on the same day in editorials was to say, so what? So it wasn't one lone nut, it was two lone nuts. Now, anyone who can force their mind to believe that sort of thing has been really deformed by participating in the twisted political processes of this country.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought up the House Select Intelligence Committee, because there you did. You had a government body saying, look, it looks like we have another shooter. We've done the audio analysis. There definitely seems to be something going on at the grassy knoll. And they put out this report, and it's virtually ignored. It's like, hey, yeah, there was a conspiracy. There was somebody else who shot Kennedy, but just move along. We're never going to try to find this person. We're never going to bring this back into trial, and we're never going to question, that Oswald was the force behind Kennedy's death. And then, you know, the debunkers always like to say that we have to come up with this grand scheme where everything's connected. No, it's not that at all. It's that the majority of evidence, the fact that they had, you know, CIA agents on the scene dressed up like tramps or bums, you know, right there, you know, that should set off red flags. The fact that we have on video the Secret Service agent right before they pull the corner getting told to back off the back of the car and being sent away right before he's shot in the head, that should raise huge alarm bells.
The Secret Service should have been deployed, actually we're talking about the Dallas police here. The instructions, normal instructions by the are for motorcycles to be deployed to each side of an open car with the president in it. And for some reason, those instructions were changed by the Secret Service just before the Kennedy was assassinated. Oh, yes, there's many, many things that are wrong. What's nice about that acoustics evidence suggesting a second shot is that that's science. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Jones, of course, is using scientific analysis to look at what happened to the towers and Building 7. And in the end, science may say this here, because it's very hard to argue with good science.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Stephen Jones, because one of the more compelling pieces of evidence that suggests that some type of thermite may have been used is the fact that you have this molten metal pouring out of the tower a couple minutes before it crumbles.
And it certainly looks that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got it on several different angles. We covered it in our last movie, Loose Change Final Cut. And you can see that this thing is not dispersing over 60 or 70 floors, literally dropping 60, 70 floors, and still maintaining, you know, the same clarity, the same, like, orange texture. So the debunkers come out and they say, oh, well, that's aluminum from the plane. It's coming from the impact zone. It's got to be aluminum. Well, Stephen Jones goes into the lab. He shows what molten aluminum looks like, especially when it's been mixed with, you know, paper and wood and furniture and all this other stuff. And it still has this silvery glow. It looks nothing like the metal that's pouring out of the World Trade Center. And the problem is that, again, this molten steel could not be achieved unless we had about 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit for it to occur. Yet jet fuel only burns at about 1,800 degrees, 1,850 at its hottest. So obviously, you know, that can't be from the jet fuel. You know, he puts out the scientific paper, he puts out the report, and it's ignored by the mainstream media, and then the debunkers switch from, oh, it's aluminum from the plane, to it's batteries on that floor. I mean, it seems like, you know, the people that don't want to believe this will throw out any ridiculous comment they can, and the people that are actually doing the science, like Stephen Jones, are just, you know, gone after and slandered in the mainstream media.
Well, you can't expect to win these battles right away, but, you know, it wasn't clear at first if there would be a concerted effort to get the truth about 9/11. And now there are many, many people working on it. And at the beginning, they said, well, yes, but there are no scientists working on it. And then you get people like Stephen Jones, who is a scientist, and they say, well, but his work, and this is not peer-reviewed, and now, of course, there is a journal where everything is peer-reviewed, and I'm waiting for the regular physicists to wake up and pay more attention to this. They are beginning to do this in other countries, I believe.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, I think 9/11 is so important because our entire foreign and domestic policy is still based on what the government and mainstream media have told us about 9/11. I see more, you know, things being declassified as the administration leaves office. I see things like Able Danger coming to light. I see maybe part of the congressional report that was redacted probably coming to light, maybe being declassified. But
I hope so.
Yeah, but don't you agree that, you know, until we get the truth about 9/11, we're not going to be able to change this country in a positive manner. We're not going to be able to get rid of things like Homeland Security or the Military Commissions Act or Patriot Acts 1 and 2, which have literally eviscerated the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
I think one of the things that's become clear quite recently is, you know, in my book, The Road to 9/11, there are only two chapters about 9/11 itself. And I focused very narrowly on one thing, which was the behavior of Vice President Cheney in the so-called PEOC, or the bunker under the White House, mm-hmm. and the proclamation of COG, continuity of government.
Mm-hmm.
I always say it really should be called change of government, because mm-hmm. if you have a program that's going to suspend the Constitution, that's not exactly continuity. And we are now seeing more and more that I said in my book that three of the things I think that were instituted by continuity of government were martial law, or the capacity for martial law, warrantless surveillance, and warrantless detention. And we now have a very good article in Radar magazine where it points out that Bush himself, when he was talking about the warrantless surveillance after it was revealed by James Risen in the New York Times, he said, well, we review it every 45 days as part of the procedures for ensuring continuity of government. So it's the president himself who has corroborated what I said and linked warrantless surveillance to COG planning, which really means the planning that Cheney and Rumsfeld have been engaged in for 20 years, going back to the days of Oliver North in the 1980s, when he was planning the same sort of thing, and it was revealed back then that these were plans for suspension of the Constitution.
Sure, we had one person actually bring it up during the Iran-Contra hearings, and he brought up the fact that they were building these FEMA camps, and that they were going to suspend the Constitution and Congress's role in the government. And when he was asking about it, they said, well, you know, we can't really discuss that. We'd be more than happy to discuss it in a closed hearing where no one can hear anything.
And it was a Democrat who said that, Senator Inouye. It was mm-hmm. a Democrat who asked the question from Texas, Jack Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Democrat, Senator Inouye, said, well, we would have to go into executive session. And we have no way of knowing if they did, in fact, go into an executive session or not. We still don't know.
And that really shatters the false left for paradigm. Like you said, it was Democrats, you know, and Republicans who were covering that up. You know, obviously, it was the Reagan administration who was on trial there. But the Democrats, the ones saying, oh, well, we can't talk about that. That needs to go into a closed hearing. I'm really glad you brought up continuity of government, because that's going to be a big feature, and especially Cheney's role in continuity of government in my new movie, Fabled Enemies. A lot of people don't understand that the bunker government, the shadow government, whatever you want to call it, was put into place publicly on 9/11 as the attacks occurred. When Cheney went down into that PEOC, and, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, timeline discrepancies. You know, according to Cheney himself, in the very beginning, he was there prior to the Pentagon strike. He went on MSNBC and said it, okay? Then when they figured out that Norm Mineta testified and said, oh, you know, there was an aide walking in while the plane was approaching the Pentagon, he was discussing things with Cheney like the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out, the plane is 10 miles out. Do the orders still stand? He snaps his head around. He says, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
And we don't know what that order is. There was no orders, certainly no orders had been given by the president at that point, which would have been the constitutional authority for them.
Absolutely, and there was no warnings given to Pentagon personnel that anything was approaching that building, when in fact they knew something was approaching that building. And then you have the 9/11 Commission report that whitewashes the entire thing and says, well, he wasn't in that bunker till 9:54, so none of that actually happened. Now, just
interesting, the report is actually, I was very glad to have that report because it helps define the areas. Not all of the report is lies by any means,
mm-hmm.
but when they do ignore testimony, such as Cheney's own testimony, they ignore the whole Mineta story. They don't say a word about how the towers went down or about Building 7. Then it helps define what are the sensitive areas that they're covering up.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Cheney being in that bunker is a huge deal. I also have an article that Cheney was the one who warned Giuliani that the tower was going to come down. He was making all sorts of calls, and Giuliani had gone on Barbara Walters a few days after the attacks and discussed how Cheney was the one that actually made that phone call to him. Now, why is that important? Well, how would Cheney know that the towers were going to come down? You know, how is Cheney the guy in charge of this order? Then you find out that Scott Fry signs this memo a couple months before 9/11. I want to say it was in July, where shoot-down authority is put solely into the hands of the vice president, the secretary of defense, Donald Rumsfeld, or whoever was secretary of the defense at the time, or the president, you know, taking it away from lieutenants, colonels who have may have seen a threat.
I think you're talking about intercept procedures. Is that correct?
They could intercept them, but they couldn't shoot them down.
The shoot-down always was at the top level. What the great innovation was that as of June 1st, to intercept a plane, which merely means sending a fighter up to find out what's happening, the normal procedure, there were 78 such interceptions in the month leading up before June 2001, and that, too, was... The language was that any military activity had to be handled by highest authority. Well, a military plane going up is a military activity, and that is clearly what caused trouble.
All right, we'll be back after this with Peter Dunst.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis subbing in. We're with Peter Dale Scott, and we're talking continuity of government. And I just wanted to get your take on the war games that they were running on the morning of 9/11. Obviously, there were many intersecting war games, but one in particular has really caught my eye, and that's Global Guardian, which is the mass Armageddon exercise that lasted before. It was before 9/11, and lasted a little bit after. But the thing that caught my eye was the fact that they had five E-4B Doomsday planes, which are command centers for this bunker or shadow government, basically in case of a nuclear attack or, you know, continuity of government procedures going into place. And we know, I mean, CNN's now had to do a report on it, that one of these planes was indeed on the scene of the Pentagon strike. So what are these E-4Bs doing?
That's a very good question. And, you know, it was on film at the time. It was exhibited on CNN that very day. It was could be seen from the people who were outside the White House. It was flying around in the whole Washington area, not just the Pentagon. And yes, that's and of course their main base is Offutt, and that's where Bush went when he left. There's so much that we don't know, and I think that as I understand it, these things, the 9/11 Commission requested documents that they knew about, and there were whole levels of classification that they didn't break into. This is why they can't find, I believe, there was obviously was a shoot-down order issued on that day, and they couldn't find it. And I think the reason is that the shoot-down order and the order for continuity of government, which, by the way, the commission confirms that it was instituted, mm-hmm. but they don't really, they know when it came out, but they don't know what that means. I think that the whole everything to do with COG was so classified that it even used a special communications network, and that's why I think these things were being talked about by Cheney, not even in the bunker. There was, after all, a Democrat in the bunker, Norman Mineta. Mm-hmm. He was talking about them in a telephone that was in the tunnel between the bunker and the White House. And I think the main reason to having a telephone there was to have something for a classification that was even higher than what people in the bunker were cleared to be party to, which is... And so, yes, we don't know anything. We have no documents about those command planes. But it does suggest that there was a very high degree of mobilization on that day at the time that the attack occurred. And the report says in a kind of limp way, well, this may have facilitated the speed of the response. But that's such a ridiculous thing to say when there was no response, at least no not the response you would want. To
I'm with you, Peter.
Down.
We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am subbing in for Alex for the next 3 days. I'm Jason Burmis. You can go check out my stuff over at loosechange911.com, or you can go over to the InfoWars shop and pick up Loose Change there, or loosechangethefinalcut.com. But we're talking continuity of government and 9/11 with Peter Dale Scott, obviously an accomplished scholar and author. And, you know, you just mentioned a few things that I want to truck over. You said, look, you know, they could declare martial law. Well, Jeb Bush declared martial law in Florida a few days before 9/11, knowing well that his brother was going to be there on the morning of 9/11. And then you also discussed how Bush was taken to Offutt Air Force Base before going back to D.C. Well, he was taken to Offutt and Barksdale, two of the places where these drills were actually going on. And, you know, to get back to this E-4B thing, according to the official version, you know, these E-4Bs were landed immediately after and during the attacks. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a video of yet another white plane on the scene of the World Trade Center in restricted airspace after the first plane strike, but before the second. Now, it doesn't have the exact, it's a pretty blurry video, it's a zoom in. It doesn't have the exact markings of an E-4B, it doesn't have that line, and I can't tell whether it has that hub on the top. And it seems to have a blue tail section and blue underside wings. But, you know, this is another white plane that appears to have to be military because it's in restricted airspace. You know, what's going on here? And then we had to wait until August of last year to actually get the NORAD tapes. And again, the official line was, well, these drills immediately ceased as soon as the attacks happened. That's not the case. You know, I've listened through these tapes, and I have a general on the phone to Cheyenne Mountain after Flight 93 has been downed, asking them to please take the inputs off the screen. And as you mentioned before the break, you know, Richard Myers went before the 9/11 Commission and said, oh, this helped our response because we had all these people at the command centers during these field training exercises. Yet, how could it help their response when they didn't stop any of the attacks?
I had people at the Need Center complaining that they couldn't tell what was real and what was fake. Maybe not everyone in the audience understands that there were radar blips entered into the radar screens to simulate approaching planes. And in addition, there was some real-time plane activity also, and what those planes were, I don't know. This is more your expertise than mine because you handle photography, and I of course just handle text.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it drives me nuts that I have all these people saying, "Oh, you're debunked. They stopped these drills," but you listen to the tapes, and they're obviously confused. You go to the records and you find out, well, the National Reconnaissance Office, you know, with a team from the CIA, is running a drill at 8:45 in the morning of ramming planes into buildings. And I have this other clip that I'm going to be putting into Fabled Enemies. The governor of Maryland went on TV that morning and said that the local police, Dave Mitchell, had called him and said that he had a list of targets that included the World Trade Center and Pentagon on his desk, you know, early in the morning, saying that they were going to be attacked. And a list of others, like the Sears Tower, was on there, and I believe the World Trade Center in Baltimore. But then
you have him on tape saying that?
Oh, I do. I believe the man is Paris Glendening, is the governor of Maryland at the time. And, yeah, he went on the local, I believe it was Fox Washington, and said those things. And they kind of pressed him on it. They said, are you telling me that, you know, Dave Mitchell had foreknowledge of the attacks? He's like, yeah. And he's like, we also had these other targets. And what interests me about the other targets is, you know, the official line is that the four hijacked aircraft didn't even emit a hijack code. In other words, these guys took it over. There was no hijack code. There was no way of knowing it was hijacked. Well, you know, we also know that there were other planes that emitted hijack codes. You know, in and out of Alaskan airspace, a Korean airliner, and we had other hijackings coming in from Canada. I want to get your take on that. On the other side, we're with Peter Dale Scott, and we're going to take your calls into 30 minutes past the hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Peter Dale Scott, and we're talking 9/11. Peter, you know, we talked a lot about, continuity of government. We talked a lot about the drills now and possible foreknowledge. I'd like to get your take on the initial congressional investigation, because a lot of people don't even realize that that investigation took place. They don't realize that it was headed by Porter Goss and Bob Graham, two of the guys that were meeting with the head of the Pakistani ISI on the morning of 9/11. It later came out that this man had wired $100,000 to Atta just prior to the attacks, which according to the official version would be one-fifth of the al-Qaeda funding for the operation. And they redacted 27 pages in that. You know, the lead Democrat on that was Pelosi. You know, a lot of people don't understand her involvement. And there were 27 redacted pages. Well, Graham went on PBS in December of 2002, and he actually said that there was a lot of evidence that foreign governments, governments were involved in the attack, and not only the financial funding, but other aspects as well. And then when he was pressed on it, He said that it was going to be classified for the next 20 to 30 years and wouldn't become public until it was turned over to the archives. I ask you, how can we have a report that redacts 27 pages of foreign government involvement and then have an official report that doesn't even include any of this information?
Well, there is a book out now about the 9/11 Commission by Philip Chenon, who's a New York Times reporter. There was a big fight in that section of the staff of the 9/11 Commission. The staff wanted to go back to the same material, and they were overruled. We know essentially what that part of the classified part of the Joint Committee report said. It was talking about the fact that when two of the key hijackers, or alleged hijackers, I should say, Al-Hamza, came from this meeting in Malaysia, they were met at the airport by somebody who pretty clearly is some kind of intelligence asset for Saudi Arabia. And they were given money, and a place was found for them to stay. And the man who was involved later changed his story. We now have, there's an FBI timeline for everything that happened, and it's being released, I think, in the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that timeline, we have these Al-Midar and Al-Hamza are met at the airport by somebody with a very strong connection to Saudi Arabia. The man who takes care of passing them money and finding them, they actually located them in his own apartment building. And this was leaked out of that joint committee to Newsweek in January of 2003, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And the result of all that was that Graham was told that Graham was investigated and told that he faced indictment. But we still have never had an official recognition of the fact that these two hijackers were here on some kind of government, Saudi-sponsored government. One book that does talk about this, Lawrence White Wright's book, The Looming Tower, and even more clearly in an article he did for The New Yorker, where he says that, of course, the CIA is not by law allowed to sponsor intelligence operations inside this country, but it's possible that they were clued into a Saudi intelligence operation and that Al-Hamza and Al-Midar were part of that Saudi intelligence operation.
Well, that seems to, I'm just saying that seems to tie in with J. Michael Springman, the whistleblower, who was working at the consulate in Jeddah in the mid-'80s, early 90s, when he would, you know, tell these guys, no, you can't have a visa to go into the United States, and he would be overruled by his superiors, and they would tell him it was for national security reasons.
And one of the times he was overruled was the blind sheikh, who was the kind of intellectual mentor for the whole Al-Qaeda movement inside America. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very odd how it's connected in that manner. And, you know, he goes on to say that he was told by other people within the CIA that they had been doing this through the mid-'80s with their asset, Osama bin Laden, to funnel these guys into our country.
I don't know that Osama was directly a CIA asset. He certainly worked closely with the Saudi government. Mm-hmm. But a man who did work with the CIA is Ali Mohammed. Have you talked about Ali Mohammed on this show before?
No, I haven't. Why don't you enlighten me?
Okay, well, this is a man who ultimately, he was very close to Osama. He was part of Al-Qaeda. He was, at a minimum, it's admitted, he was an FBI informant, although all that the commission heard was that he had applied for a job as an FBI. No, clearly he was an FBI informant, and this became obvious in 1993, he was picked up by the Canadians in Vancouver Airport because he was in the company of a known terrorist. And he gave the RCMP a telephone number and said, phone this number and you will release me. And they phoned the number. It was the San Francisco office of the FBI. He was released. And he then went over to Kenya and took photographs of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya, personally delivered them to Osama bin Laden, and figured out where they should put the truck. So that he ended up eventually being indicted for the so-called Landmarks case in New York City. For the embassy bombings. So he was then in the hands of the U.S. government. And after 9/11, he told his FBI handler, yes, I knew the hijackers, and I trained them. I told them where to sit in the plane up in first class, and I advised them to use box cutters and so on. Very, very high-level man at the center of al-Qaeda's plot, and at a minimum an FBI informant that I think really was a CIA asset. And it's, again, admitted that at one point he was. The CIA says they dropped him. But here is a man who is in special forces, U.S. Special Forces, and just took a little holiday from U.S. Special Forces to go over and fight with the so-called Foreign Legion of Arab Afghans in Afghanistan. Now, that's not something you can do if you're a regular officer, and his commanding officer at Fort Bragg was very upset. It's clear that he was working for another agency, and this certainly would not have been the FBI. I think he was still a CIA asset. And I have a whole chapter about him in my book, The Road to 9/11. I believe that the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993 would never have happened if they hadn't been covering up for what this man was doing. And when some of the people he was training in Brooklyn and outside New York became involved in the murder of Meir Kahan, and they knew that it was conspiracy, and they found a whole lot of terrorist training manuals that Ali Mohammed had supplied from Fort Bragg to them. And they came out and said that they had one man, and they stopped there and said this man was familiar language for Americans. He was a lone nut who acted all by himself, when they already had picked up his two associates and had all this incriminating evidence, which was suppressed. The other two went on to take part in the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. So I think it's a major scandal, and that's one of the things that the 9/11 Commission was covering up.
Yeah, well, we know, you know, some of these hijackers trained at U.S. Navy stations in Pensacola, Florida. We know others lived with and rented from.
Well, people with their names certainly did, unquestionably, right?
Exactly. Well, they didn't want to talk about it after their exact names, you know, listed their addresses and their on their licenses as that Pensacola Navy station.
And this is one of the conspicuous gaps in the 9/11 report. We really have major problems about who the alleged hijackers were. Mm-hmm. It would have been very unusual, actually, for al-Qaeda to get on planes using their own names.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, in my new film, I have Diane Albritton, who was a neighbor of Waleed al-Shaari, who actually called the CIA on him, and she went public the next day. Again, this is Fox Washington, and she's like, yeah, I called the CIA on them, and they weren't interested. Well, why wouldn't the CIA be interested in these people that were supposedly on the terror watch list that had all these connections? We know, again, two of them lived with and rented from an FBI informant. And if this whole thing is real, Al-Qaeda is the number one terrorism group in America, and we have to get Al-Qaeda. Why is it that the Washington Post is now reporting on Sunday that all the people involved in the USS Cole bombing have either escaped or been let go? You would think, you know, we have these institutions of Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. These would be top priority guests in those facilities.
Yeah, of course, they were let go in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes to the heart of the problem. You see, we work with governments who themselves engage in terrorism, and we haven't even mentioned Pakistan yet. Pakistan mm-hmm. would probably be the number one example. Pakistan's ISI was our principal asset in Afghanistan in the 1980s, and we did things Pakistan's way, which meant that half the aid that we sent to Afghanistan in the 80s ended up in the hands of a man called Hekmatyar, who was passionately anti-American and was an ally of bin Laden, and ended up being a backer of the Taliban against the Americans. And another man, Haqqani, by the way, principal CIA asset in Afghanistan, is now a principal supporter of the Taliban. We did all of these things to please Pakistan because, because of programs that had been in place for decades. Pakistan is not, if you want to bring a democracy to Asia, Pakistan is not a good country to use as your sort of land-based aircraft carrier. But we were stuck with these allies, and that has contaminated all of our policies.
All right, we're going to be back with Peter Dale Scott after the break. We're going to be taking your calls. It is the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm subbing in. I'm Jason Burmis. And we are with the accomplished author and scholar, Peter Dale Scott. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about this reissue of The War Conspiracy with even more information. It's been out of print for some time. It's a book that's 35, 36 years old, folks. And, you know, he's just has a plethora of work after that. That's, you know, The Assassination, Dallas and Beyond, Crime and Cover-Up, the CIA, the Mafia, and the Dallas Watergate Connection, Drugs, Oil, and War, and, of course, his latest, The Road to 9/11, Wealth, Empire, and the Future of America. We're going to go to your calls in this final segment with Peter Dale Scott. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, are you with us?
Hi. Peter, before I get to the subject of 9/11, I want to ask you, are you familiar with a book called Farewell to America that was...
Farewell America. By the author's name is given as Hepburn.
It's who's the author?
Well, we don't know the real author, but it came from France, and we think probably French intelligence. And the books ended up in the doorway of a friend of mine, Bill Turner, and I have a copy. It's got some useful information, and I think it's got some disinformation. But, you know, we knew so little about the Kennedy assassination back then that it was a useful book. Today, I don't think it's very useful.
Okay. I want to go back to 9/11 and say, on the issue of the FAA and these video telecommunication bridges or phone phone bridges, as they're colloquially known, there was a 9/11 Truth 9/11 writer that mentioned that Jane Garvey had either testified or an interview that slipped out that they had redundant communications even before you know the first plane hitting the towers, and as a matter of law or regulation, they probably have to maintain a constant you know, official phone links.
Yeah.
And what is your information on the maintenance of those and the cover up? Because those are not now available.
Well, you know, all this is a bit out of my area because it's technical. I've talked to a man called Robin Horton, who was himself an air traffic controller once. I think the most alarming symptom is the fact that a lot of the FAA people involved recorded their experience of that day, and then a supervisor came around and took all the tapes and before their eyes chopped them up into little pieces and threw it in the garbage can.
In several garbage cans. Didn't even throw it in one.
Right. So I should have said several garbage cans. So there has been a massive cover-up in this area. And by the way, I want to alert you and everybody to the fact that the commission said that their documents, their exhibits, which they did not release, unlike the Warren Commission, which did, would be released starting in January 2009. Well, the National Archive at present is trying to process those documents for release. They got help. They got cooperation from the FBI, and after quite a long delay, they're beginning to get cooperation from the CIA. They haven't even had an answer to their letters from the Department of Defense and from the FAA, who are, I think, two of the principally involved agencies here. So if there isn't some kind of pressure on Congress to get a law requiring these agencies to release their documents, we may never know. I unfortunately don't have the technical competence to get into an area that is, of course, extremely important, and some people have done very good work in this area.
All right, let's shoot to Greg in New Jersey. Greg, you with us?
Hi, gents. I got a comment and a question. First, the comment. The thing that really blows my mind after serving in the military for as long as I did is that they're trying to tell us that every Air Force, whether it be Naval or the U.S. Air Force, somehow could not, in in any way, shape, or form intercept or at least get airborne to intercept these planes. I find this so hard to believe, especially when you consider the fact that you had F-16 sitting on the ground in Atlantic City.
I agree with you, Greg. You just hold on because we got to go to break. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find your information?
Well, I have a website, www.peterdalescott.net, and make sure you put .net because there's a .com website that is not me at all.
peterdalescott.net.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
In 1837, the young Mrs. Crawford was a happy wife and busy Texas pioneer mother of two little children. But a cruel, cunning Comanche Indian raid changed all that, changed her to a young widow and an Indian prisoner. Her story is told in a history book I read, quote, "One of this lady's children was a little daughter about 2 months old, and as the Indians were tired of hearing it cry, they determined to kill it. An Indian snatched it from the arms of its mother and threw it in a deep pool of water with the intention of drowning the poor little innocent. The heroic mother, caring more for her tender offspring than her own safety, dashed boldly into the stream to save it from a watery grave. The Indians were amused by her frantic efforts to save her child from drowning, and as soon as she reached the bank with it, they threw it in again and continued the sport until the child was nearly drowned and the poor woman was almost exhausted. At last, one of them seized the child, drew back its head, and told another to cut its throat. The frantic mother, seeing the dreadful order was about to be executed," end of quote. I'll stop right there. If you want to know what happened right then and there, the rest of that Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. There's quite a moral application, and it's a very interesting story.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
All right, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for the next 3 days. I want to thank Peter Dale Scott once again for coming on the show. That's peterdalescott.net. But we have the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones with us for a few minutes to discuss some police state developments. Alex, are you there?
Burmis, please. Come on. Jason Burmis, the man, the myth, the legend. Come on, man. Unless you're doing a great job. You know, I'm supposedly taking a few days off. So next week I can work 18 hours a day to finish. That's right, it's not done. 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. For short, it's just Truth Rising. And I hope folks will go to Infowars.com, link through, and get their Alamo Draft House tickets. Now it's the one downtown, the new one called the Ritz. By the way, I'm only having two showings. I'm just too busy to have any more than that. I'm literally showing it to then make even a few changes and fine-tune it for the DVD that will come out in about a month to 2 months. We're just that busy. But I knew you had William Lewis coming on. I almost came into work this morning. I almost told the family, look, we're not going swimming. We're not going to a picnic because I never take off. I'm going to come in and talk about these police because I saw the footage of Philadelphia where they pull a car over and like 25 cops come in and beat and billy club, but they run up like wild monkeys on the non-resisting citizens and start kicking and jumping on the car like gorillas. I mean, if these are supposed mad dog killers, the police shouldn't run up to their car. And then they pull them out, billy club them, beat them. The guys don't resist, but they charge them with resisting. You know, I try to like the cops, but they've been brainwashed. They've been conditioned, to carry this out. And then I saw people on the message board at Infowars.com were commenting, some of them saying, hey, this is good, because they watch the newscast where they go, well, they thought the guys might have been involved in a shooting in another part of the city and a few days before a cop got shot in town, and so they're on edge. And the cops say, we're going to go ahead and charge them for us beating them up. And it's all on close-up video.
These guys get soccer kicked. I mean, soccer kicked. The guy runs up and is soccer kicking them. It's well over a dozen people attacking three people. They got the dogs out. They get the baton out.
When the cops first get there, they attack the car. They're like mad dogs, but that's not enough. Then footage comes out in Austin, or right outside Austin, where a guy with no criminal record, well-spoken, he gets pulled over for not using a turn signal. And the cop wants to search his car, so the young man says no. We're going to get him on the show, by the way, for in the next 2 days. Trey's working on it. He says, no, I have rights. And so the cop says, that's it, you're going to jail for no turn signal. And the cops on the thing say, yeah, we take you to jail for no seatbelt turn signals now for 1 mile over the speed limit. They're building more prisons. But then the illegal aliens, they admit that they don't arrest them for drunk driving, no ID, none of that. And then a video came out today. There's like 10 others. Where you got this guy, they're trying to make him do a sobriety test in the police station, and the guy says, look, I'm tired of doing this, you've just been choking me. Now, this is what the cops released, and he says, please stop choking me, and then the guy goes and sits down, and the cop comes over and starts squeezing his neck going, you get up and do what I say. He's torturing him right there, and then the guy stands up, and he says, man, I'm going to press charges on you, you know, you've hurt me, you've been choking me, and he sits back down. And the cop says, that's it, I'm tasering you, and tasers him. These are cattle prods, like in a FEMA camp or Nazi Germany. It's all been legitimized. There's deaths every day. We've entered a new vortex of evil. And, I mean, I just want people to know this is tearing my guts out. I mean, I can't think about anything else but this because I'm seeing cops every 10 feet. There goes one right there. The borders are wide open. The government's totally lawless. The government takes children's DNA at birth and does nothing about it. In William Lewis's film that we have at Infowars.com, Washing Your Fired, he has all the taser footage where the guy doesn't have an ID, so they taser him. Now they say in Canada, they taser him, don't have a train ticket, as, quote, punishment, judge, jury, executioner. I just want the police to know that's because the country, the world, is going into receivership. You've been trained to do this so as things bankrupt, so you can take control. And I just saw people on there defending them because they put out this propaganda about how this guy had, these guys they beat up in Philadelphia. It said, well, they thought they might have been suspects, but then they didn't charge him with the, quote, crime they said they thought they might have been involved in. First, they had to dehumanize him in the media, and then they say they charge him with assaulting the cops. I mean, now on video, it's come out with Cedric Benson, the Washington, the Chicago Bear. This private police force, these true private mercenaries, that's what LCRA is. They surveil all of Austin. I mean, I know their former head security guy. I don't know, man. I just look, Firmus, that's the problem. I can't get off the treadmill. I can't quit thinking about it. I'm trying to make myself get away from the work because, you know, I'm so not even burnt out. I'm just like just trying to get away from it, and I can't even do that. But listen, go ahead and bring up William Lewis. It's just we got to fight back. We got to get the word out. We got to resist this thing. And we got to have the police realize that that I'm tired of seeing police riots. I'm tired of seeing them feed on us. I'm tired of the injustice. And we're just like a third world country now, Burmese.
I agree, man. And you can see the story over at Infowars.com. The video tells it all. I mean, these guys really get jackbooted. I mean, three people out of the car, on the ground, on their bellies, right off the bat, and they are just assaulted mercilessly. Again, the dogs are out, the batons are out, and the soccer kicks are in.
Better than the CIA guy, now confirmed to be CIA, and he just gets out. He's got his hands at his side. They execute him to make sure he died. They then bound him real tight while he bled to death. And, you know, this is what they do. This is, and it's just tearing my guts out to know that my children are growing up in a country that isn't free. And, you know, to know that my, you know, this country's never been perfect. But, I mean, this is like Reconstruction or something, where just paramilitary gangs are just running around. Folks, study, watch the movie Outlaw Josie Wales. Go rent it tonight. Get it on Netflix, Outlaw Josie Wales. That's based on true stories. It's based on a book headed to Texas, and it's actually based on a composite of true stories. And that's exactly what we're dealing with, and we are in a red-level crisis. They have been scientifically trained to do this. It is totally illegal. The stuff that went on in Abu Ghraib goes on everywhere. Get Washington, you're fired. Get Loose Change, Final Cut. I'm begging the listeners, get more aggressive. Spam every website. Go on to every message board. Get the websites out. Get the videos out. Expose. The people are waking up, and I beg good police out there to get past your, quote, brotherhood and the weird gang cult you're in, the gang psychology. And it's not about hating cops, because if we hate the police, all that does is further compact them into their gang mentality. But at the same time, we must expose what they are doing. I mean, folks, they're hiring felons and illegal aliens to be police now and military. The stuff you see going on in Iraq with snuff videos, all of it, that is the reality of what we're dealing with, and they're all coming back to be cops, and it's going to get worse and worse. The globalists scientifically have crafted this. We are going into total tyranny. Look, I'm going to let you get to William Lewis, and take care.
Thanks, Alex. I really appreciate you popping in. Again, Alamo Draft House, two showings. One at 4 and one at 7. They'll be held on Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th. Only two screenings, and if you don't catch it at the Alamo, you're going to wait at least a month to get it on DVD over at Infowars.com. All right, switching gears, we do have William Lewis, the creator of Washington, You're Fired, also involved in some other great pictures, Beyond Treason, In Plain Sight, Ripple Effect, did all the editing work there. It's an honor to have you on, William. How are you?
Hey, man, thanks. It's good to be on. Pleasure to meet you, too, even though it's over the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been a fan of your work. In fact, In Plain Sight was one of the first documentaries outside of the Alex Jones Library that I was able to share with my family and friends and really get a reaction. It was really a tight-knit 60- or 70-minute documentary, you know, depending on which version you got, that really opened a lot of people's eyes up to the physical evidence. And now you've gone out on your own and you've done this... I'd even call it kind of like a Mr. Lewis goes to Washington and gotten all these pundits, have all this great footage of how our rights have been eviscerated, all this tasering footage, you know, from the don't tase me bro guy to, like Alex said, the kid who wouldn't show his identification in the library and was physically assaulted for it. I mean, why don't you just tell people about this new project?
Well, this new project took us a couple of years to actually assemble, and... it wasn't our intention necessarily to go in this covering 911, but, you know, it's really hard to talk about any of today's current politics without bringing it up because it applies to just about everything we're talking about. So we went out to some events that were going on in Washington over a couple-year period and interviewed people, West Coast, East Coast, just trying to get a good, even perspective of how the American people truly feel, and I mean, they were very candid. There's hardly one person that we talked to who didn't understand that there was some type of a problem going on in this country, and we didn't have to tell them about all the legislation that was, you know, taking place in the past 7 years. Many of them were aware of, you know, the USA Patriot Act or the John Warner Defense Act or whatever, the Military Commissions Act, and, you know, they would give us the solution that they want to see implemented right there on the spot. And, you know, that's what's so great about this is because you don't know what the American people are willing to do unless you go talk to them and ask them, okay, we've got a problem. What are you willing to do to fix the problem? And, you know, overwhelmingly, in our conversations with these people, running for office comes up as a, you know, this is our last ditch effort. In other words, you know, this is, it's no longer a matter of just going and voting. And, you know, this is going to be my contribution to our political system, is just getting the right guy in office. That's just one guy. That's, you know, the executive branch is supposed to have the same power as any of the other three branches. So what good is that one man going to do if he goes in there and he says, I'm going to follow the Constitution, I'm not going to usurp any extra power for the executive branch? Then truly, what power does he have over those other two branches? We've got to infiltrate the legislative branch. We've got to put people into office that we know are people like you and me, people who know what the Constitution says and, you know, aren't willing to play the games of Washington, in other words.
You know, bring back checks and balances again. You know, isn't that the goal, is to actually have a government for and by the people once more? And I think one of the big problems is that, you know, your average congressman or senator is making, you know, somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 a year for doing that job, and they're making millions, if not billions, in the private sector for the very same lobbyists that help their campaign out.
Sure, those office buildings in Washington, D.C., are right next to the, you know, the corporation buildings are right next to our government buildings. They are side by side, working in coordination with each other. There is no separation of, you know, our business or the business world and Washington, D.C. They've become one. We don't have a president of the United States. We have a CEO. He's running the business of the country. That's all he's interested in. And, you know, people's civil liberties and their rights just go by the wayside because corporations don't care about anything except the bottom line, which is the profit line. And, you know, if they're not making profit, if the government's not making profit, then, you know, they're not achieving their goal, in other words. Their goal is to make money.
Absolutely. Their bottom line is the almighty dollar and profit and really control because, you know, again, the lobbyists control whether these guys get elected or not. It's very rare that anybody is actually able to win a congressional campaign or a senatorial campaign by grassroots. I mean, the one time I can say it happened is when Governor Jesse Ventura got in. But if you're not backed by these people, you don't have commercials, you don't have public awareness, and you really don't have a shot at that office. I think that definitely needs to change in this country, and I think it needs to be an awakening of the people to get them re-energized to follow politics once more in this country. I mean, more people are interested in American Idol and that kind of nonsense and their local sports team than they even know what the three branches of government are. I mean, how many times have I walked up to somebody and said, you know, what are the three branches of government? And they're like, I don't know what you mean. Is it a tree? I'm like, no. There's three branches. There's the judicial, the executive, and the legislative, and they're supposed to keep a balance of one another. And if one goes astray, the other goes after them. And it doesn't happen anymore. You know, national security privileges are invoked. New agencies are erected, such as the Homeland Security Agency, and new bills are passed, eviscerating everyday people's rights, such as the Military Commissions Act, which ended habeas corpus, which has been around since 1215 in the Magna Carta.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing about all this is that the people that they put in place kind of as their gatekeepers, you know, to be able to supposedly regulate all of these things. In other words, if somebody has to go to FISA and say we need a court order to search or to do whatever, then FISA generally grants that warrant, no problems, no questions asked. It's unusual for that to be denied, but we just saw a report come out, what was it, a week ago, where those FISA request for, you know, spying on you have like doubled since 9/11, and those are just the programs that we know about. The ones that we talk about in Washington, You're Fired, are the secret programs that they don't want you to know about. Yes, the ones that Gonzalez is up there giving his testimony on, telling you that, you know, I can't, no, we're not spying on you in this program, or that, you know, the question that you just asked me doesn't pertain to the program that we're speaking to today. That word program, you know, that's their code word. That's their wordplay, the way they get away with lying to your face and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this, you know, we had a guy go public for AT&T saying that all of the information AT&T was getting was wired into the quote-unquote secret room. He tried to bring this up in a court of law. It was thrown out. And then now he's in a battle, you know, basically suing these guys, trying to bring this to light, and they're deciding whether or not he can actually sue them. And the only time I saw this presented in the mainstream media was on Keith Olbermann for 8 minutes. And when I bring it up, most people look at me like I have a third eye. And I'm like, no, listen, this guy got on TV and said, look, all of your phone calls are going into this one area. All of your emails are going into this one area. And it's a secure room by our government. Our government should not be tracking and tracing every little thing we do.
No, and that's just one room. You know, we know of about 15 others, you know, spread throughout the country. Not that you necessarily need to have access to all those. I mean, just having being able to tap into the hub of just one telecommunications hub is enough to get you just about anything that you need. I mean, every electronic communication that you can possibly imagine. We're talking about blanket data mining every single American. You know, if you don't have a problem with your telephone conversations being listened to, then, you know, so be it. I've talked to people who are like that, you know, who say if you don't have anything to hide, then what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of them listening to your telephone conversation? Well, you know, it's a simple matter of privacy, and it's indicated in every single amendment that we have in the Bill of Rights. You know, the right to privacy is at least insinuated in all of this. So
we're supposed to be secure in our persons and property, yet we're not anymore because they just do whatever they want. We're going to come back on the other side with William Lewis and take your calls. Washington, you're fired. Get it over at Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, JMS, eFoodsDirect.com. It's important that you listen to the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. as a special segment on the American famine. The president is sending $970 million to third world countries to buy food. Our administration refuses to limit exports, so the food is going to come from America. Other countries are already buying all our food they can get at any price. Farm organizations are trying to stop greedy commodity investors from buying up all our food. Grocery stores are rationing flour, rice, cooking oil, and soon to be corn. Storable apples are almost impossible to find. Alex Jones and I'll be discussing urgent warnings regarding the American famine, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed this segment, go to eFoodsDirect.com and look up American Famine.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm in for Alex Jones. We're with William Lewis, the writer and director of Washington, You're Fired. You can pick that up over at Infowars.com. I mean, he covers it all, folks. You know, from Hurricane Katrina to the NSA to the illegal FISA warrants. He's got Bob Bowman in this picture. He's got Iraqi veterans and a slew of others. William, you'd probably say this is your best film to date.
Yeah, I mean, it's turning out that way. For a long time there, it was In Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I mean, it was literally shot in my basement, and not very much thought put into production or script. I mean, Dave and I would just toss the script back and forth at each other and then turn the camera on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was it. This one was actually scripted out and planned over a two-year period. We have the footage to support all of this and just a great soundtrack to go with it, and it's a motivational piece. You know, it's not designed to scare people to death, although I'm sure you'll find some of the things in there very shocking. It's designed to motivate people to get back into the political process, and, you know, I'm hoping that it's doing its job. I mean, have you seen it yet?
I've only seen parts. I actually watched some of the tasing parts last night, and I went through some of the previews. But yeah, I did notice that it was really a go out there and get moving. And that's what we need. You know, that's why I love organizations like We Are Change so much, is because, you know, they're not just paying lip service. They're not just doing a radio show like I'm doing now. They're not just on the message boards. They're outside on the streets trying to convert those who have no idea about this information. And that's why movies like yours are such great tools, because, you know, you go out, you get a copy, you make other copies, you share them with your friends and family. You host dinner parties and you show them this information, and maybe you can turn the light on in a mind that hasn't been awoken yet.
That's right. And, you know, we're finding television stations are more receptive to this one than they have been in the past to other projects. Not very much conspiracy in this one, guys. I mean, it's in your face, point blank fact that this is the bill. This is what the bill does, and if you don't do anything except sit on the couch for the next, you know, 2 years, this is what's going to happen. And this is, you know, why it's so important that we get involved in our political process. And, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about before. I'm not telling people to just drop everything you're doing and run for Congress. Start with your local city and state. I mean, there's plenty of government positions, plenty of, elected positions for you to run for that will affect change in your area. You know, you want to stop cops from tasering people. That's not going to start in Washington. That's going to start in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's start taking some calls. Let's take Justin over in Texas. Justin, are you with us? No, do we not have Justin?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I was calling to ask Mr. Lewis a question.
Sure.
This question, William Lewis, is off of something I got off the Internet. Basically, it's a quote, and it has to do with journalistic integrity. It says that I'll be the first to admit Loose Change definitely contains errors. It still contains some dubious claims and definitely does come to conclusions that are not totally backed by facts. Loose Change is not a fair representation of the 9/11 truth movement. I would recommend 9/11 Press for Truth.
That's not William Lewis. That's Dylan Avery.
That I was talking about. And if someone who made the movie Loose Change has such a low opinion of it, I was wondering how Mr. Lewis would expect or what you think people should expect from movies like Loose Change, who claim to be a part of the truth movement, when actually they have no facts backing them up.
Hold on, guy. I know you call in every time that I do the show now, and no facts to back it up. What are you on, dude? Hold on. I'm going to keep you on
look,
for a
hey,
second.
Look, the
what?
Simple,
what? Where
the
is it? You name one claim. Hold on. I'm going to give you a chance to talk. You name one claim that's not backed up. Do it.
Okay, that Todd Beamer didn't die on Flight 93 when
his DNA
was identified.
That's not true. That's not in the movie, dude. You tell me where that says that Todd Beamer didn't die. That's so ridiculous. All right, I'm going to have to let you go. William Lewis is with... William, will you hang with me for 5 more minutes on the other side?
Sure.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be back with William Lewis and then Irene Spencer. All right, we'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan.
We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back, and I have to address that last caller because, again, he's calling in every time that I do the show, every time I'm sitting in with Alex, and he just created a straw man argument out of nowhere. He claims that we said that Todd Beamer didn't die. Never in any of our movies did we say that Todd Beamer didn't die. If you look at Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut, you'll see that there is ample evidence that no plane crashed in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Okay, there would have been engines, there would have been fuselage, there would have been body parts. Okay, we went and interviewed the mayor of Indian Lake, and the only reason he thought that a plane had crashed there is because that's what the FBI told him. He didn't see any plane parts, neither did Ernie Stoll of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So if you're going to come on the show and you're going to make some kind of outlandish claim that we said that Todd Beamer's not dead, which we didn't do, you better back it up. And this guy calls in, and he's just a smarmy know-it-all. You know, William, what's your take on people like that?
I like to talk to people like that personally.
So do I.
I don't want everyone to agree with what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm a debater. I like to get on and talk about the issues. But this issue of you know, these types of documentaries not being a part of the truth movement because they don't present the right kind of evidence, there is no right kind of evidence or wrong kind of evidence. There has been no judge that has looked at this evidence. There's been no trial, no jury, no, you know, the system that you would expect to be in place to examine the evidence for a trial, it just hadn't happened. So until that point in time when it does happen, we have to treat all evidence equally. And this guy, what this guy is saying is that, and I've heard people out there say this before, you know, you can't talk about the flash. You can't talk about the pod.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about, you know, things of that nature. Maybe lasers that were pointed at the building and stuff like that. I mean, in my personal opinion right now is that the video and photographic evidence is some of the most damning evidence that we have against the government, and it should be used, and it should be seen by people to let them make up their own mind.
No, I agree with you there. And you know, one of my big things is when people bring up quote unquote Flight 175, I say, look, you know, we have five different angles of this plane hitting the building. The flash is obviously there. I'm not saying one way or another what it is or what's causing it, but if you look at the underside of that plane, it's a gray underside, okay, with two gray engines. Now, the United plane that struck the building is supposed to have a blue underside and two blue engines. I fly United. I've seen the plane they claimed, you know, hit the building, and it doesn't have that in, I think, six or seven of the videos that clearly show the underside. The only markings I can ever see on that plane is possibly the United logo on the tail, but it still doesn't explain why a gray plane hit that building. So, you know, I'm one of those guys that always takes that into consideration. I don't like to smear other people because they cover, you know, certain, you know, aspects of 9/11 truth. What really gets me are the people that are really just out there to provocateur the situation. The people that try to say no planes hit the buildings or space beams took down the towers or that reptilian Jews who drink blood run everything. You know, those, I mean, and I know you come across those people because I come across those people, you know.
Everything's worth discussing, I suppose. But, you know, it's like you pointed out, you know, these are straw man arguments. A lot of times people don't even have all their facts together when they call you up to talk about these things. So,
absolutely. All right, let's try to take one more caller before you go, William. Let's take Stanley in Texas. Stanley, are you with us?
Hi, I had a question off of a Google video I saw called 9/11 Deniers Speak Out.
Sure.
And, since Mr. Lewis doesn't mind debating people, I was wondering why you hang up with me instead of talking about these things like Flight 93
I'll talk to you
seven.
All day, dude. I mean, again, I had
no,
a guest
you just
on.
Hung up on me.
I didn't hang up on you. I didn't hang up on you. You obviously called in on two separate phones, and the board op after the break got on took you off. I didn't hang up on you, man. And so go ahead. Let's hear your point.
Tell me what happened to Flight 93. I want to know why you think that Todd Beamer didn't want to talk to his wife. I guess it wasn't that important, quote unquote.
Hold on. Again, that's not me. All we know is that Todd Beamer talked to a AT&T operator. She offered to patch him through to his wife, and he didn't want to talk to her. So you tell me. I'm not saying anything else. I'm saying she talked to an AT&T operator. All right, it's the break. William Lewis, I thank you so much. Washington, You're Fired is the movie. You can get it over at Infowars.com. We hope you join us real soon. And I'm going to have to go to my next guest, man.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back once again. We are switching gears to Irene Spencer, the best-selling author of Shattered Dreams. And we're going to be discussing the Texas sect, the polygamous sect that was recently raided, and get her story. But we're going to be taking phone calls in the last half an hour of the show. And I'd just like to invite that caller to call in, and I'll give you the last 20 minutes or so to discuss whatever you want, buddy. So that being said, let's get to Irene Spencer. Irene, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you just, you know, I'm reading over your bio here, but why don't you just basically tell your story for the audience?
Well, I was born in Salt Lake City in 1937, and at the time that I was born, I was the 13th of my father's 31 children, and he had four wives living in the same house at the time. So here you're lost in the shuffle of all these little children. And I grew up all my life in polygamy. We more or less hid under the radar, trying to not let people know who we were, and we had to lie about who our father was. In 1944, Utah raided the polygamists, and my dad, along with some other men, spent over 2 years in Utah State Prison for polygamy. Mm-hmm. So when I saw all these women and children being bussed and taken out, it just was deja vu to me, because in 1953, Governor Pyle raided Short Creek, Arizona, which is now known as Colorado City. Mm-hmm. That's the FALDS. And they bussed some of my family and sister-in-laws and cousins and people, bussed them off and tried to relocate them. But people have to understand there's between 50 and 80,000 or more polygamists in the western United States, Canada, and Mexico. And it is very well and alive today.
Mm-hmm. Now, when that happened, when the raid happened to you when you were just a child, did they go through due process? In other words, did they serve warrants? Or, I mean, what was the situation like?
Well, I was too young. I'm sure they did. They served warrants and came. They got them all for illegal cohabitation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the men had very young wives. And so it became the norm for people not to even register their children. And I myself had a different man's name on my birth certificate, so that they would not know who my father was. And that's what's happened in this FALDS group in Texas. They, too, that's what helped to convict them when they saw girls as 15 years old that were, and on the fathers, they were 65 years old. So rather than incriminate them, they have done away with having birth certificates.
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, just from reading this, it feels like, you know, these polygamous sects use a sort of mind control to keep you there. You know, it's
well,
a certain
you know
way
what?
Of life. Yeah, go ahead.
It absolutely is mind control. I am from five generations of polygamy, and my grandmother was a second wife. My mother was a second wife, and neither of them ever spoke out against anything, so of course I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 16, I followed in my mother's footsteps, and I, too, married my sister's husband, as my mother had done. And in polygamy, they marry sisters and cousins and your best friends so that they can take you to heaven, because that's what keeps people there, the brainwashing. They're told that the man will become a god, he will have his own world, and he will take all these wives and these children with him. And they make a promise to the women that they'll have a baby every year, that they won't let a year go by without having one. And the average polygamist woman has a dozen children. I know many, many of them that have 18, 19, 21, and 22 children. And I say that the women are just the breeding stock that keep these movements expanding and alive. And the FALDS one in Texas and Arizona, they actually marry the girls off. They place them. They cannot court anybody. They marry who the prophet says for them to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nieces and nephews in there. One niece of mine was married to a man older than her own father when she was 17. And I've had nephews that have been run out of there, one for not cutting his hair.
Mm-hmm.
But they run the boys out. There's been a documented over 400 of them by a fellow in Salt Lake named Dan Fisher. And he's trying to find homes and education for these young boys. But I know, because they're my nieces and nephews.
Well, I would say that, you know, obviously myself and my listeners absolutely agree with you that, you know, these are far from ideal situations for any youth to be put into. But what really troubles me about this this Texas sect raid is that they did not use due process. Now, you know, if this stuff is going on, which it certainly does seem to be, why do you think it is that they don't go through the court system? They don't serve a warrant? I mean, do you think it's because these people would be able to get away, or why is it that they just go in and take them?
I personally do not know why the government has done it, but it actually frightens me, because I think that later on people can come in and do anything with your families and anything. We have to have due process, and they say the telephone call wasn't even made by someone from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is child abuse, then it needs to be taken care of. But I am against them coming in and taking the children away, and I'll tell you why. All of us, including me, for years, were taught that the outside world was wicked, They were out to get us, to kill us, that Satan was going to destroy us. And when you take these little children that have been taught that all their life and put them in these foster homes, I think they are terrified. And I still have the pain and the memories of me when I was a child of having that fear of being torn away. And that these mothers are good mothers. They love their children. And I myself had 13 of my husband's 58 children. My husband had 10 wives at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't imagine having my children torn from me. And what you guys need to realize is those children are the only thing these women have. They have been given to a man, whether they want to marry him or not, because they feel it's God's will. And their children are all they have. And I think it's wrong. The main thing that frightens me is in my own case, I have had 9 nieces and nephews and 1 first cousin that committed suicide. And I am afraid that that's going to be very prevalent in this group before very long, because they're going to figure that they have gone to hell.
Well, I'm glad that we're on the same page there. What would you like to see happen to the wives and the children?
I think what needs to be done is that they need to have some input, get some good psychologists and people that can talk to them and make them realize that there is another way. I was born, and I can only say, because I've been there and done that, but you're told that you either live polygamy or you go straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So they make this sacrifice and do it. And one thing that people don't realize is that Brigham Young said that when the saints ceased to be persecuted, that you would know that they were no longer following the rules of God. And so these people, when they're being persecuted like this, it just makes them all the more determined to carry on and do what they're doing, because they're saying to themselves, this verifies that we're God's children, you know.
Yeah, it reinforces their beliefs that they've been taught.
Absolutely. But the main thing, even with my own children, when my husband had 58 kids and all these wives, my kids went out when they were 15 years old, just like every other polygamist in these various splinter groups. And they go out and work in, as contractors, building homes and all this. And they give their money to their fathers so they can marry younger and more wives. And they lose their childhoods. And the same way with the girls. The girls, from the time they're 5-year-olds, they're tending babies, changing diapers, just trying to help their mothers cope, and baking bread and washing and doing it. And they lose their childhood. And then when they're so young, they marry them off. But I myself didn't even have a driver's license until I was 40 years old.
Wow.
And even today, I want you to know how deep the brainwashing goes. I have been out of this like for 24 years, but I still, every once in a while, even when they pick these people up in Texas, I kind of got a panic attack one morning thinking the old records in my tapes in my mind saying, Irene, you're betraying the brethren. These guys are probably going to jail. You're going to be held accountable. You know, and the old tapes go through my mind. So I want to tell you, you can get out of it, but the brainwashing never gets out of you completely.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just really, really concerned, that they're not following due process, and that they will use this to go after, quote-unquote, normal families. Obviously, if there's abuse going on, it needs to be dealt with. But as you said, you know, these moms are probably good mothers that love their children, and it looks like there's no way around the fact that they're going to be separated permanently, that these kids are going to be put into foster homes and just grow up with another family.
Well, I've heard some pretty bad stories about foster care, too, and children that are abused, so they're not going to really get out of it. But I do feel like that they should stay with their mothers. It's the only thing they have, and they are good people. But I do feel that they need to have some kind of, a wake-up call for these people, knowing that they're not going to go to hell, you know, unless they live this. And it's really sad, because many of these men have 30, 40, 50 wives and hundreds of children, and it's just growing and growing, and they haven't done anything in the last 150 years with all their raids and putting men in prison. The thing has just expanded and grown bigger every day. But if we're going to allow this to happen in America, we could have another Hitler on our hands. I mean, you know, coming in and doing what they did. And I'm fearful of the government overstepping their bounds.
Absolutely. I mean, look what they did at Waco. You know, supposedly they were there to help the women and children, and then they killed all those women and children. I mean, Waco rules of engagement exposed that. So how are you helping, you know, these kids inside when you're firing upon them and you eventually run a tank into the building and set fire to it?
Absolutely. You know? I was so much against that. I tell you, I shed bitter tears to think that the government would do something like that to all these innocent people. They say that they were trying to help, and I don't want another thing like that to happen here. But, like I say, these people have been so indoctrinated, and I just hope that they don't turn to suicide or figure that they're out there with the devil's people. And all of them are dressed the way they dress. If they go into foster homes and they take their clothes and make them dress other ways, they'll just know that they've gone to hell for sure. And it's a very frightening thing for them.
Absolutely. Irene, we're going to have you on in the next segment as well. And I want to get more into, you know, how these things still exist. And, you know, how can we go about it legally to go after the abuses? I mean, what do we do? It's the Alex Jones Show, and we will be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medications for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Let's not forget, Alex is going to be screening his new film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas, on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, folks, the film won't be available till late June, early July, so if you want to get a sneak peek at it, you're going to have to go to the Alamo Draft House to see that. We're with Irene Spencer, the author of Shattered Dreams, and a woman who actually escaped one of these polygamous camps way back in the day and has been railing against it ever since. I mean, a mother of many, part of this thing. What was it that that got you just to get away? I read that it was eventually the death of your husband, but when did you start rethinking the entire thing?
Well, I started rethinking it quite a while before when I saw my nieces and nephews and people commit suicide and people have nervous breakdowns and all the thing that happened. I knew that something was not right. And I'm happy to say that since I have written Shattered Dreams, I've had polygamous women and men that have come out of the woodwork and emailed me and said, Irene, especially the women, they say, you said everything that I always wanted to say and never felt that I could. And I've actually had polygamous wives that have left their husband, and I've had men that have lived polygamy that have born their hearts, you know, just tell me what a hard life it was and one thing another. But anyway, I feel that it's just getting the knowledge out there and letting people know that there is life after polygamy.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you mentioned, you know, that how you were against Waco and you were worried, you know, without due process, we might have, you know, another Hitler-type situation where they just use that excuse to come into your home and take your family no matter what. What are your opinions of the current administration?
Well, I don't know so much about administration, except, I mean, I'm not into politics and governments so much, but I just know that any time that any government oversteps their bounds, and like I say, I have been worried because of what happened to Waco and other situations, and I think that these people, no matter what, need to have their rights respected, and if they are guilty, you know, I can see somebody going into another town. I mean, it wouldn't happen in another town because one girl calls and says something. They go into a whole town and raid the whole town and pull people out. I mean, it's kind of far-fetched, you know?
Yeah, it seems more than extreme. And I've seen these women on Larry King Live and other programs. And, yeah, you know, obviously they have a line of talking points, what they feel like they can and cannot say. But they also genuinely seem to want their children back and are saying, look, there aren't abuses going on. If there are abuses going on, let's handle it in a legal manner. You know, serve us with papers. You know, give us a chance to see our children again. And, you know, basically they were put on a bus and their children were put on a separate bus and they were told that, you know, they were going to be able to see their families, you know, after the processing, and then they were never given back.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely wrong. I think the government's gone about it in the wrong way. And my heart does really go out to those people because they are good people. They're trying to raise good families, and they have this religion, something that's been going on for all these generations, and something that, you know, they're just not going to give up that easy. But people don't realize how fast these people produce. I myself have 121 grandchildren, and last week I had my 59th great-grandchild.
Wow.
And that's just for my children. And my husband had 58 children, another brother had 56, another 47, and on and on and on. So you can see that from one family how fast this movement is growing.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out her book, you can go to IreneSpencerBooks.com to see Shattered Dreams and others. Do you have other works out there?
I have just sold my second book, and it's called Cult Insanity, Polygamy Prophets and Blood Atonement. And it'll be out in May of 2009.
Interesting stuff. So, again, you know, how does this situation end? It almost seems to me like I would like a person like yourself to go and talk to at least the children that are being detained and try to give them an overview of what, you know, outside life is like. But then on the other end, you know, that they may want to hook back up with their mother, maybe not their father. Again, I don't know what's going on in these homes, you know, to try to have that separate type of family.
Well, you know, my first cousin, her name is Kristen Decker. She just barely went down there to try to see her sister, who is my first cousin also, and tried to get to see her, and they would not allow her to. And she actually was in People magazine last week, People magazine, about her trip down there. But they won't even allow. They just came to the gate, and she told them who she was. And
it's
they came
criminal.
Back and said, hey, she's okay.
It's criminal, Irene. I thank you so much for being on the show. Shattered Dreams is the book. We'll be back to the Alex Jones program after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. About a half an hour left on the broadcast. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not going to be doing 5 hours of radio for y'all. I just can't handle. But you can catch the refreed over at Infowars.com. It's going to be looping for the next 24 hours till you get to hear my pretty voice again on the flip tomorrow. We're going to take callers in this last half an hour. I hope that one guy calls back. I think he did. But before we do that, I do want to address Greg in New Jersey. I know he got cut off while we were talking to Peter Dale Scott. And again, you're going to want to listen to this refeed if you didn't catch the entire 4 hours. I mean, first hour was Bob Chapman. All About Your Finances. Had a great hour with Peter Dale Scott. Spent 30 minutes with William Lewis of Washington, You're Fired. And we just got off the phone with Irene Spencer and her take on that that Texas Mormon raid. Now, addressing Greg, he was talking about a lot of the fighter jets that morning and how they have fighter jets throughout the world or throughout the country manned and ready to go. Well, that morning they're running Northern Vigilance, Vigilant Guardian, Global Guardian, and in fact we only had about 14 fighter jets in the continental United States of America. The other ones were flown out by Alaskan airspace, Russian airspace, in this mass drill. Now, if you listen to some of the audio tapes from NORAD that are now public, I think they released them last month for the public. You can get the MP3s or the WAV files, whatever. You listen to those, and you find out, wow, look at all these other hijackings they're having. Oh, wait a minute. These guys are running drills. Like literally, these guys in F-16s are wiring back, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're running a drill. Can we come back and land now? So, you know, that's probably how they crippled air defenses that morning, and then they covered up, you know, what went on by destroying those FAA tapes. And the FAA had little to no say in the 9/11 commission. I know because I have the hearing. That's the hearing with, I think it's Eberhardt's there, Myers is there, and then they go through and they have the head of the FAA, and he's pretty vocal, but they don't let him talk much. He basically says, look, there were hijacking procedures, we followed those, anything else is ludicrous, and they just don't let him speak up. He also revealed the fact that there were two military men in the room at all times while the FAA was going through this whole crisis. So, you know, the info's out there. I'm just telling you all to go check it out. A great place to check it out is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, and, of course, JonesReport.com. And that's just only a few of the websites that Alex and the good people over here maintain. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's take Joe from Nevada. Joe, are you with me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, guys. It's the first time I've called. I just wanted to say that you guys, you, Alex, everybody, you guys are my heroes. I look up to you guys a lot. I've been involved in the truth movement for about 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of hard to, you know, you talk to someone about it and either they don't care or they're too scared to admit it or they just don't even want to look, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but, like, for my dad, for instance, he was a diehard Republican, you know, neocon type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was I brought a couple videos over his house and I showed him Terror Storm was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And his mind was blown. And then all he wanted to do was research. I gave him all the websites and everything. And
mm-hmm.
so, like, he's a real prominent guy in his town. He's like he's a local doctor and he's got a couple practices and he's big in the church and stuff. And he's been talking to all his patients and all his churchgoers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what
we
need
to
do.
Spreading it like wildfire, you know?
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. I mean, again, everybody's not going to be receptive to this information. And I think, what's that?
And actually looks at it, it's impossible not to, you know?
I'd say it's 90% impossible not to admit that there's something wrong. There's that 10% of the population, like that guy that calls into me and toes the official line no matter what. But if you listen to these guys, like he quoted Dylan from this debate that myself and Dylan had with Mark Roberts and Ronald Wyke. And this is a guy who says that, you know, Oswald killed Kennedy all alone and there's no conspiracy about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll bring up the ISI wire transfer and, that was only in the Times of India. Well, we've confirmed it with Joseph Biden. Bob Graham talked about meeting with the guy. There's no doubt that he helped fund the hijackers. The ISI, Pakistani intelligence, is so close to U.S. intelligence, we set them up. You know, they were set up as the funding arm of the hijackers so that we could use Pakistan as a launching base to go into Afghanistan. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
That's what happened there. And, you know, we need to keep spreading this information. One of my tools is that I have Building 7, the video of it coming down, on my phone. So if I get into a conversation with somebody,
exactly.
I can say,
I do too.
Yeah, it's the way
too.
To go.
That's the exact same thing I do. People don't even know that Building 7 collapsed that day. They're like, what's Building 7?
Yeah, well, I try to show them that.
It's a 47-story skyscraper that collapsed in freefall speed.
See, I show them that before I even mention anything, and they go to me, what was that, a Vegas demolition?
Yeah.
And I go, no, actually, that's the third building that was blown up on 9/11. They're like, third building. And then you just go into what was in it. It was a major spook house. There's a million ways to do it, Joe. Keep up the efforts, man. Double your efforts. Just keep on keeping it on. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller, Anonymous in Texas. Are you there, Anonymous?
Hello. I know of another abusive mind control cult in Sherman, Texas, and they put up a forum called faithchurch.informme.com where they detail their abuse experiences, and they're asking for publicity and new members to the forum. And I thought I might mention that possible story, and just want to thank you for having Mrs. Spencer on and, you know, raising awareness about abusive mind control cults.
No, absolutely, and she was excellent. You know, she, even though she acknowledged that, you know, these people are abusive and in mind control, she also acknowledged, hey, the government shouldn't be overstepping their bounds, and they should go the route of due process.
That's true. I also heard they were trying to build a road through that compound. Maybe that's why they stole their land.
Well,
they're trying
to. It's probably why it's a main priority now. You know, and that, and just again, creating the precedent that they can come in without a warrant and take your family away. You know, and
that's,
again, it's not like I'm endorsing
hideous
polygamy. Yeah, it is hideous, and it's disgusting, man. What was the website again?
It's a forum. It's faithchurch.informme.com/forum.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's shoot to David in Missouri. David, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
I was wanting to address your last guest. I realize that there's abuse in all cultures and beliefs, and that there's going to be problems. But what do you call what they've done to us in public school and to set us down as kids and throw pornography at us, give us Ritalin, heroin? I mean, I know all kinds of people that have died and committed suicide. I might not be related to them. If I was in that kind of setup where it was all family, I guess you would, but compare the numbers just to people you know and talk about abuse, we as a people have been brainwashed completely.
Well, I'm with you there, man. I mean, especially in the public school systems that now want to take your DNA without any kind of permission slip or awareness to your parents. They have cameras all over the schools. There's been programs like DARE and others since I was a kid. You know, there's no doubt that the public school system is totally to indoctrinate us into, you know, this new world order, this new age mentality. But, you know, on the other end, I would say that, you know, when you do have 10 or 11 wives and you have 50 or 60 children and you're brought up a certain way, that is definitely another form of mind control.
It's different. I mean, everybody should be in agreement. I don't have any problem with it, and I don't come from polygamy or anything like that. But I do see the biblical background for it, as far as just populating the earth. And, you know, it's. I would say that people like the ones in Texas, from what I saw, I mean, I would ask that person, How many thefts and stealing, how many incidents of auto theft or murder do they have in their society?
Well,
compared
to ours? It's a good point, but I just can't get into how wrapped up they are into their religion
beliefs. Well,
I just feel like you should have free will, and a lot of these people growing up in these types of situations have anything but free will and less of a chance to attain free will. Again, I'm not endorsing what they did.
Sure,
I mean, obviously,
sure,
they shouldn't have been going in there and taking those kids.
Well,
on another note,
these people, most of these people, and they kind of catch on to not having birth certificates and license and things like that, which, as far as the churches go out there, as far as a marriage license, you know, everybody needs to start asking themselves, why would they have a marriage license? The state never got permission over marriage as far as the Bible's concerned. I don't know where they got it. But what you're forming there is a contract. It's a social contract. It's a legal agreement. And that gives them a lot of power.
I agree with you, man. I totally agree with you on that point, David. I thank you for the call. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Michael in South Carolina.
Hi. How you
hey.
Doing?
Good.
I want to ask you something. What makes you think that we're not already in martial law, amongst other things? You make a good point in...
I wouldn't say that we're not in martial law. I'd just say it's not to the extreme point like it is, say, in New York City. You know, I'm from New York, and
let's say the first level.
Well, I would
say
we might even be past the first level, man. I mean, what I consider total and complete martial law is when you see, first of all, the police are the military. Okay, posse comitatus is completely gone.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah,
but what is that a normal person to do about that? And getting into the question of martial law, going back 2 years ago, I've been involved with. I'm a research analyst, and what amazes me, you pinpoint everything, and it doesn't matter if the planes hit the building or not. The planes is not what brought the three buildings down at all. There's just no way. It doesn't matter if the planes were there or not. They came down demolition style, and all the evidence is there. But the point is, and no one wants to get deep, except, well, Alex Jones pretty much gets into it. What's to be done? I think these people are above the law, this Illuminati group, or whatever group they are. They're above the law, and what are you going to do about it? What?
Well, I mean, for my steps, anyway, I mean, I'm just trying to get people to go to action, man. I mean, you know, my movies are a way not only to educate people, but hopefully motivate people. I mean, if you saw the extras of Loose Change Second Edition, you know, it's me, Dylan, and Corey in the New York City subway on 9/11/2005 on the fourth anniversary, you know, putting up flyers all over the place. We had about 50 DVDs at that point to go hand out and talk to people. You know, the next year, we had 2,000 people down there in Investigate 9/11 shirts and 10,000 DVDs. There's only so much I can do as one man, you know. But together, I feel like...
Senator, I asked the senator in my state, are they going to reinvestigate 9/11 due to the outstanding evidence of the sulfate that was found? And she says, well, we didn't think that was would be necessary as a direction to find what of the overall picture of why the terrorists struck the two buildings.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at that NIST report, it's 10,000 pages.
Answer. Do you believe that?
Oh, I don't. I totally believe it. Look, look, we have a NIST report of 10,000 pages where they describe the collapse mechanism, quote unquote, and then say global collapse ensues. And then when John Gross, one of the authors of this report, is confronted about it, he says, well, the video speaks for itself, so we didn't do any scientific calculations to find out how the rest of the building fell. I mean, and then you look at their actual tests, and okay, the floors were subjected to longer and hotter fires, and guess what? They didn't collapse. They barely sagged.
There's no doubt about it. All everybody on this radio station understands that the towers were detonated. They came down in demolition style. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's no assumption about it happened. Everyone listening out there knows that it happened. The next step is, what are we going to do? Now, this is the next step. Have you ever heard of the Iran bursts? It's their own market exchange of oil.
No, I'm not quite familiar.
.com, Iran, B-O-U-R-S-E.com, and that will explain everything of why we're going to initiate war with Iran, because they sell their oil out in the international market in whatever country currency they have. The United States has made it mandatory to trade in the U.S. dollar. Iran is trading with whatever an international country wants to buy their oil, whether it's in Japanese yen or the euro. And of course, you know the domination of the euro presently right now.
Sure.
So that is deteriorating the U.S. economy. Now, their next game plan is to go into Iran. They have to in order to secure the Mideast.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, it's a great place to get resources, and it's a great landmass to really put a Eurasian military presence in. And really, I mean, Saudi Arabia is already our buddy. We took over Afghanistan. We've taken over Iraq. Iran is smack dab in the middle of those countries. We already have dealings with Pakistan. I mean, obviously, we're close to their intelligence apparatus. I thank you for the call, Michael. We're going to move on to Lex in Washington. Lex, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on what Alex was talking about with the police and their brutality and all of that stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, I sent you all a letter that's the subject line is letter to law enforcement, and I think that it says it the best. I'm not that good at speaking, but as far as putting it in words on paper, it's there. And if you read it over the air every day, it's going to send some shockwaves through their little blockade of apathy.
All right, Lex, I'll definitely check that out. Obviously, you know, we got a ton of emails here, and I think Dykes goes through most of them, and then Tim in the back. But I'll look out for that one. All right, let's move on to another caller. Let's go to Issa in North Carolina. Issa, are you there? Oh, Issa. Let's go to James in California then.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Yeah, man. Like, I just can't take the, like, how our society has been right now. Like, you know, I noticed it in school growing up. You know, in high school, how you're supposed to, like, break free and, you know, just be cool after that. But people never broke free, man. They're like, they have the same pathetic little petty structures that they had before, and like they haven't made any new friends, and they're all like scared of Al-Qaeda, and it's really pathetic, man.
Well, not only that, they're taught to be a certain way, man. I mean, they're taught to have, you know, the latest haircut, the popped collar, you know, and that I don't care attitude, and the most important thing is where am I getting drunk or high tonight to meet chicks, you know, and you know what's on the TV concerning my favorite sports team. These are the cool social norms. It's not cool to be involved in politics. It's not cool to know, you know, the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Unfortunately, those aren't put into us as essential. And it was like I was saying earlier, you know, how many people do you know out there that actually know what the three branches of government are?
They don't know. And, like, on top of that, like, you know, being cool has gone out of style. It's all about being petty and, like, you know, how you can stab somebody in the back or be a little minion spy, and it's really pathetic, man.
Well, yeah, like, I'm with you, man, but I keep pushing on. I mean, I remember when I was first talking about 9/11, literally 6 months after the attacks in New York, and I lost a lot of friends, you know, and some of my family wouldn't talk to me at times. And that's been a complete 180 for me. Those same people call me all the time. They congratulate me on my work. They apologize to me. You know, they keep up with what I do. They tune into radio programs like this. And I would just say, man, you got to keep trying. You got to keep pushing it. Maybe you got to use a method to fool that type of people to get introduced to this type of information. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to take calls on the last 10 minutes on the other side. Remember, the rebroadcast is over at Infowars.com. You can listen to the refeed 24/7 until we come back tomorrow. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. Gotta love the Tom Petty. I think he's on tour. I gotta go check him out. I've never seen Tom Petty live. I could use a little heartbreakers in my life. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the refeed is 24/7 over at Infowars.com. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can watch a little video feed for the last hour. And just a lot of great things going on over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only all of Alex Jones's great documentary films, but third-party films, his weekly report, which, folks, is just going to get better and better as he expands. And really, just a lot of exciting things happening over at the InfoWars and Prison Planet offices. I'm stoked, and I'm especially stoked for the release of the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. You can get a sneak peek of that over at the Alamo Draft House Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, folks, it's probably not going to be available to you on Infowars.com until, I would say, mid-June, maybe even early July. God knows. But it is an awesome, awesome project. Again, Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Gary Hart, and many, many others. Jam-packed is what it is. Geraldo Rivera. Let's not forget Geraldo gets a nice little spot in that film. All right, let's take possibly our last caller since we only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Sean in Michigan. Sean, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I just have a question. I know you guys were probably talking about this a little bit earlier. I wasn't listening, but it's about the economy. I know our economy is going down and the dollar is going down, and I just want to know, like, what is the strategy for them crashing our dollar?
All right, I'll tell you right now, man, it's really simple. All right, we used to live in a country where our dollar, for instance, was pitted against the euro, and the euro was 75 cents to our dollar. The euro is now about $1.40, $1.41 to our dollar, all right? We used to live in a country where our dollar was compared to about 80 cents, 85 cents to Canada. Our dollar is now below a Canadian dollar. It's like $1.01 to $1 or $1.10. In fact, I know a lot of Canadians that no longer will even accept U.S. Federal Reserve notes. So on that tier, we are now almost equal to Canada. In fact, members of the Canadian Parliament have proposed that we go on parity with the loonie and the toonie. The loonie and the toonie are the $1 and $2 coins. So in other words, a dollar there will be a dollar here. Now, the peso has never been worth a lot. But if we devalue the dollar enough so that it's close to the peso or almost on par with the peso, then our economic overlords are going to come forward and they're going to say, well, you know, our dollar's really close to the Canadian dollar and it's really close to the Mexican dollar and we've built this infrastructure. It really makes sense to merge into a new currency, just like they did with the euro, man. And from that new currency, just like the European Union started out as supposedly a trade agreement, they're going to build their own constitution, and they're going to have their own laws and rules and regulations, and that's why the SPP agreement has happened. It's the Securities and Prosperities Partnership. Check it out. If you missed the first three, 4 hours maybe of this program, if you're just tuning in, you need to go to Infowars.com, check out the refeed, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, go get American Drug War, Washington, You're Fired. It's all here, baby, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.